Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. The lead singer of Warren died this week. What are the odds he's in hell right now going down on Seth Putnam? He's probably paying him in cheese sandwiches. Gross. Here's the show.
Cheese sandwiches have been known to melt pretty fast in hell, too.
Makes it even tastier.
Poor Jamie Lane.
Seth Putnam's getting a lot ahead in hell. He's just living the life.
You know, Chuck Blandington broke that story for me. I didn't know that Janie Lane
died.
Yeah.
I think in like a Motel 6 or like some really scummy, cheap motel.
I think he snapped his back trying to blow himself.
He was dead for a long time, though.
Well, yeah, on the inside.
But if you think about it, wouldn't that be heaven for Janie Lane, perhaps?
Well,
that might be
not too far away.
Oh, yeah. I was going to make that joke. Woo! Damn it.
Nobody gets the reference.
That was my hair metal joke.
Oh, Sid, you're my cherry pie.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
But I set you up for a 10 pins in a bowling alley right there. Jesus. Goodness gracious. Like a pin setter.
Oh.
Welcome to livecast number 129, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Get out.
I'm telling you, dude.
Are we doing anything special for 130?
Yeah,
we're all going to get
a fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we won't be here next week. Breaking news, but we're going to be recording a fantastic mixtape, which we will all be on. We're going to try to edit Sean out, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, Sean, you're back after not being here last
week. Yeah, what'd you do last week?
I wasn't
week?
Here last week?
That's right.
Pretty
sure.
Oh,
I was. Oh, yeah, I worked late. And then...
That's what you did?
That's it.
No, that's not the only thing I did.
But, what'd you do, jerk
off? I did work late, and then a buddy of mine had two extra tickets to Alkaline Trio, so me and Vanessa went.
Was that awful?
I thought you went to see Mika's Murder. You went to see fucking Alkaline Trio?
It's free. It was free. I'm not going to pay to see
the
Frank.
The livecast is also free.
No, but I worked into the livecast. I didn't get off like before the livecast.
That's why you call into the show.
Where was the Alkaline Trio show?
Irving Plaza.
How were they? Were they terrible?
Actually... It was great. They only played one new song, and everything was old.
You're ruining your street cred, Sean.
Hey, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah. What is
They're from my neighborhood. They're from my neighborhood.
He's allowed to like Alkaline Trio.
Really?
As long as he acknowledges that the new stuff sucks.
Yeah, well, it's terrible. It's fucking horrible.
The old stuff is awesome.
The first three albums.
You just fed him
that.
I suppose that's true. But he did say it was good because they only played like one new song. So.
Yeah, and the new song is like from that little acoustic thing they put out. Not even like the new fucking electronica bullshit.
They have electronica there? Listen, my God, I stopped listening to them at the wrong time.
If Morbid Angel could do it, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone, because she told me to swear not to tell you when I saw her there. I ran into Xena Coda at that fucking
show.
Oh,
shit.
And she saw me, and I'm like, don't you dare tell anyone. And she's like, don't you tell anyone.
I think she actually tweeted that she was there.
But she has quite a wide variety of tastes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
She listens to, like, hip-hop, too, and stuff.
I've always talked to her online about, like, you know, freestyle and shit, like Lisette Melendez and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there was that time I ran into her at a Brand Nubian show.
not You've never been to a Brand Nubian show.
I would have gone if I was guaranteed protection and...
Protection from what? Black penis?
Brand Nubian is not like hipster rap. I think I would be the only white guy at a Brand Nubian show.
I would say hipster. There's enough time padding now that hipsters would be into Brand Nubian.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it's a little too obscure for the hipsters even.
They'd like it ironically.
Is Krayshawn this genre?
Give me a
no, she's from the white girl mom.
Yeah. I'm sure there's just a lot of dykes at Krayshawn shows or however the fuck you pronounce it.
Krayshawn, don't shit on her. Man.
What was
you don't
what's,
know
what's the
about.
Other lesbian hip hop group?
Tattoo.
Tegan and Sarah.
No, but
Queen
I saw.
Latifah.
No, I saw. It's white girls. I saw them open for Tegan and
LFO.
Sarah. God damn it! What's their name?
Oh, you're talking about street cred, and then he's gonna say that you went to Tegan and Sarah. You're not gonna say anything.
Oh, but that was a long time
Sid
ago.
Sid have no street cred.
Didn't have any kind of cred.
Yeah, Sid is.
I march to the beat of my own cred.
Sid doesn't.
Or lack thereof.
Sid doesn't project a cool image like some other people.
Oh,
do.
God,
it's really nice
of
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I had an idea that I did. Thank you.
Well, we were just going to talk about something and said save it for the air. What was that a minute ago before we started?
No.
Me? Why do I have to remember?
You were the one that were yelling at us to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Because we had to start a show.
No.
Northern State.
Well, while we figure that out, I want to remind everyone that you can call us up and be a part of the show by dialing 646-929-1357.
Yeah, we're trying a new switchboard, so you should really call us up so we see if it works.
It does work. I've been using it for
someone
weeks.
Be our test dummy.
I remember what we were talking about.
And also, in the top of the second hour, or sometime in the second hour, we will be joined by the King of Metal, Dave Hill. He's going to be sitting in on the show. That's going to be fun. So stick around for that. Sean, what were we talking about?
We were talking about, or you asked, do you prefer a woman in bed to be very active or like a dead fish? And then that evolved into really fat people having sex, and how do they...
Oh, and how does that work?
Yeah.
I thought that was like way before.
And magnets.
Yeah.
No, we were talking about something like literally seconds before going on.
Yeah,
that was it, I think.
No.
That,
no.
I don't
like,
think
like
here
at
for
the table. Yeah, that was like an hour ago, buddy.
That's not that.
Well, that was a good combo.
That was an hour, Rob. You're really bad with gauging time.
What?
Yeah, gauging time.
Gauging time.
I don't know. It's just my homosexual Japanese friend, Gay Jing.
Yeah, I was going to make a similar joke. Thank you. I just didn't know how to phrase it.
Yeah, I helped you. That's what he sounds like.
Oh, so, okay. Well, going back to what Sean was saying, since that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
I was telling Sean that I have
a
neck
lava.
Injury. Oh, it was the fun lava. Whatever.
So that's the next thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because Darren wasn't here, and I'm curious to know. I was telling Sean that I have a neck injury, and I find it to be a little bit impeding, for my blowjob routine,
mm-hmm.
that it impedes the blowjob routine.
In what way? Did it hurt you, or did you just not be able to do stuff?
My neck is not as flexible.
I see. How did you compensate?
With my mouth.
I don't
do you stroke too?
Yeah, of course.
Do you use the whole hand or just part of your hands?
Like
just a few fingers.
I like to mix it up.
What about put both balls in your mouth?
Do you do like the Vulcan, sure. Vulcan symbol and then stroke the cock with the
what?
The,
what? Who are you banging?
Star Trek geek.
That's some fetish.
Yeah. I don't know what better way to describe the Vulcan.
Rob only gets down with chicks with two fingers. So that's the only thing he can do.
Hoof. Cloven hoof is all that he gets down with.
Yeah. I got a thing for hooves.
Bulls.
I need you to paint yourself green, baby. I need you to be an alien when I fuck you. Live long and prosper.
I'm on the next level. Ever since meeting William Shatner, that's all I can think about.
Oh my goodness.
I need you to jerk me off with two fingers.
Cox, the final frontier.
Final frontier.
I just said cock. The final frontier.
You will learn.
What?
Oh, why are you angry?
Sorry.
Stroke my cock with your Vulcan hand. Stroke it.
Explore strange new cocks.
I just want to get back to Noah's blowjob technique.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
But,
good point.
So Sean was suggesting, why don't you just lay there with your mouth open?
No, I didn't say that. I said you lay on your back with your head over the edge of the mattress, open your mouth, and then get skull fucked. Well, be throat fucked, really.
Okay, and then I said, well, I'm just going to be laying there, and, most
but
guys
But it's probably
like
more
that.
Enjoyable for the guy, because he's looking at your whole body. He's looking at your tits, he's looking at your vag and shit, while he's pounding the
so
shit out of your throat, and he's like, it's more enjoyable than just looking at the top of your head with your
hair
hanging in front of your
fucking
face.
But for how long is that going to feel good?
Until he comes.
Yeah. I don't like the upside down, but I like me guiding the blowjob.
Well, if you do the upside down head, that's then your throat's a straight shot, so the guy can fuck straight down to her esophagus.
Well, you know what I found out?
They're already doing logistically, that. Logistically, upside down.
No, because you're curved. If you're straight, it's a straight shot down.
So I can do just exactly what you just did with your head. I can do that sitting. I don't have to be upside down.
How are you gonna do that?
I have a question. Now, do you have a gag reflex or no?
How's
your
really.
Gag reflex? So you can down a dick.
I can
down a dick.
It in
I
there.
Think is a.
I'm just saying, there's no way to get it past your uvula if you're fucking like trying to do some kind of
yeah?
work.
Yeah. How
know,
many times have you tried it?
No, it's physics, babe.
Can I? I'll tell you what I don't like about the upside
that,
down.
By the way, that's the name of the episode. It's
yeah.
physics,
babe.
It's physics, babe. Yep, babe. Chicka chicka. What I don't like about the upside down head is that women are good at when they're giving you a right side up blowjob. They mask their upper teeth and don't scrape you.
You
and
don't like
bottom,
that.
That's good. The yeah. bottom teeth don't come into play, but when they're upside down. It's harder for them to cover their bottoms.
Yeah.
And they scrape your cock when you do that.
And you can't, like, a girl can't move her head around, so there can't, you know,
no,
she
that's
can't
why, yeah.
contribute.
We'll hold your jaw and neck, and we'll do it for you.
Yeah. That I like, but face up.
I guess.
No, what is your preferred head-giving method?
Do you do the road head?
What's road head?
That's when someone's driving.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
I've gotten it, too.
Were you the one driving, though?
You got it while you were driving?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Like fingered or like licked? Or like
why would someone lick
you
while
the
you're
chair
driving?
Goes back.
Yeah, but while you're driving.
You're driving? Like the guy's
yeah.
head.
Where's
is,
the guy positioned?
Yeah, the guy's
that
head
doesn't
is hitting
make
the steering
sense.
Wheel.
Or,
yeah, his shoulder's going to be in the steering wheel.
No, hold on. Explain this. How did it work? How did it work?
Okay. Well, he doesn't always have to have his head down there. But
well, then that's not head.
No, well, it's fingers, and then he put his mouth to it.
Oh. So briefly,
sitting in the,
I think
sitting
it was
shotgun?
Just licking the clip.
Yeah, and like, also, I mean, there are red lights.
That's it? Man.
Oh, so during
that's
the...
Just, that's
oh,
like
I
a
see.
Stationary
hold on, hold on, hold on. So during the red lights,
mm-hmm.
that's when the,
yeah,
the
well,
mouth,
I really don't want to think about this,
the
but,
mouth
okay.
action was happening, and then...
And also, while,
oh, no.
while we were crashing into the bodega on the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that makes sense.
Because no, I've tried the giving the road up to the broad while during driving. It's too tough. Your shoulder gets in the way of the wheel and all.
Yeah,
bullshit.
It wasn't like
those girls are smaller. They're closer.
It wasn't
to the
ideal.
Wheel.
It was kind of annoying.
Right.
Yeah. Why didn't you just pull over and let him finish?
Because you were driving somewhere.
Where were you driving?
I don't remember.
It was
that's a minor detail.
Depends if you're driving
back
to
home,
funeral.
And then we fucked.
Okay.
There we go.
Was it a good fuck or no?
I don't remember, so.
No.
So what now?
Yeah,
no. I want to know what exactly, like, what happens when you give head that your neck hurts? Like, what specifically? Is it you can't? You said you can't move around as much.
Well, like, I can't, like, for an extended amount of time.
Okay. How long does it usually take you?
To what?
To finish
me?
The guy.
Well, it depends on the guy, not me.
Really? Most girls will say, oh, I get him off in, like, 5 minutes. And, like, they're very proud of their...
Yeah.
What's the longest it ever took you?
Were your jaw
well,
hurt?
if you're blowing him after you've had sex,
mm-hmm.
then
okay.
it takes
yeah.
longer.
Right. Of course.
Could be like
of course.
20 minutes.
So do you like the taste of yourself on the dong?
Sure.
Great. What about from your brown eye?
A to M.
I've never sucked a dick after it's been
no
in my
ass
brown
to mouth?
Eye.
No ass
no,
to mouth?
No, and no ass to vagina either.
No, no, that's
yeah.
dirty.
That's getting infected.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
That's how babies happen.
What? Yeah.
Never,
he just said no vagina sex at all.
Yeah.
Ever. No, never mind.
But you'll, dad,
you'll,
you
do, you'll do vag to mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
She ate her cum and she liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that before.
By herself. She doesn't even need a dude there
yeah.
to fucking dig around and taste it up.
Mm. How do you taste, Noah? Salty?
Sometimes.
Do you ever use it like you make some fresh corn on the cob and you fuck yourself with it instead of butter?
Oh, my God. Next time
you
we have a barbecue,
that's actually a really
that's
good
what
idea.
I'll do. I'm just going to
really
fuck all the corn on the cob.
Like fresh off the
and
grill.
And then I'm
going to
feed
it
to all
yourself.
Of you.
Yeah. Why does it smell like it came from under the pier?
Fresh fish!
Ooh, I got mine with lobster.
So that's what lobster sauce is.
Yeah, right.
Chinese lady just in the back.
That's a lobster bisque for you.
She's just squirting her juices
onto
the shrimp with lobster sauce
Asian.
That I get. That's why.
For a limited time only here at Red Lobster.
Pink Lobster.
The special promotion we're running with Red Lobster. Noah Juice.
Noah's vagina is the new spokesperson for Red Lobster. Spokes vagina.
Would you say you prefer giving head or receiving head?
Oh, good question.
I like oral sex.
Do you prefer, let me rephrase the question.
Receiving or giving a mistress?
Well, she didn't answer. But
I like both.
Well, do you get physically turned on by sucking dick, or do you just do it as a way to get the man off?
No, I get physically turned on.
Can you just bust a nut from that?
I don't bust nuts, Darren.
It's the phrase.
Yeah,
but you
rubble it out, jerk it off?
Sure, I could do that.
Wow. Never knew
do
that.
Do you usually dig around when you do the blowing?
Yeah, sure. Okay. It depends. It really depends on the whole situation. If he's doing it for me, then that's great.
Well, but that's what position is that in?
Sean, really?
If you're sitting on the couch and you're kneeling in front of him or something like that.
Why does that have to be on the couch?
Or I'm just putting, that was the first thing that came out of my head.
What if we're in bed?
Okay, if he's laying on his back and you're kneeling in between his legs or whatever.
Or if I'm upside down.
So a little 69 action?
Yeah,
but
sure.
Why, I just eat it. Why would you fucking dig around?
Well, your tongue needs a rest
there,
sometimes,
Sean,
and you gotta change it up.
And there are different techniques.
Yeah, you don't just.
I'm like the
Vinnie
Paul. I'm like the Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul approves.
Yeah, I don't like.
What does
the
that mean?
Thing.
You're the Vinnie Paul of pussy eating?
Because that's like a catchphrase.
Vinnie Paul approves the Red Lobster. Come down. For the rest of August, you can get Noah's pussy juice on any lobster for only $8.99.
Vinnie Paul gives two thumbs up into Noah's vagina.
Catchphrase like "eat more pussy" or whatever.
Being the Vinnie Paul of anything is funny.
Remember, Vinnie Paul says, "Hold your mouth for war. Use it for what it's for: eating Noah's pussy." Only at Red Lobster. Why does he really sound like that? I don't think I've ever heard him talk.
Yeah, he does the Red Lobster commercial.
His name's Vinny. I mean.
Oh, you're right. There's a comment on a post. He's like, you should read the counseling section by Vinnie Paul on Revolver Magazine. It's hilarious. All he ever says is, eat more pussy. And
hell yeah!
Yeah, that's it. Wow. That's all, yeah. Every comment could be like, I can't get this girl to date me. Then go find some sluts and eat more pussy.
Hell yeah! Would you let Vinnie Paul eat you out with this stinky, stanky beard and mustache?
Oh, my God, no.
No, you know that those lines, like the speed lines in his face,
oh
probably
my God.
Feel great.
That's probably perfectly aligned with your uterine wall.
His face is ripped for your pleasure.
It would be like speed and corn niblets in your pussy for like 3 weeks.
And black tar heroin and whiskey.
I don't even remember when I ate that.
Eat my pussy. Hell yeah.
Maybe if I get a rabies shot beforehand.
Vinnie Paul approves of corn niblets in your pussy.
This one's for Dime.
Well, if it's for Dime.
Fuck Dime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you? What if he like has a fetish that he pretends he's Dimebag?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He paints his beard pink and shit, and like puts a little like razor blade on a necklace.
Imagine he really does do that.
Yeah. He's so rich. He has a stage studio in his house with a stage,
and blood.
He goes on the stage and says, "Oh, I'll pretend they're shooting me now." Oh yeah. Oh.
Oh,
oh
no.
Fuck
God.
No.
Terrible, but also humorous.
Yeah, true. And true, I think. Check the
Even
Wikipedia.
Even Sid is like shivering in pain.
Wow.
In that.
Why? Why
what?
Are you like, you like dying?
Went,
What? Where?
No. Sid
Fuck
likes
no.
offensive comedy.
What are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't looking
I've
at
been,
you.
I've been on the dime bashing since way back.
Good. Oh, the dime's shit. A fucking hack.
The dime bash.
Oh!
The dime bash is actually a yearly event.
Yeah.
Where a bunch
I
of
do
people
it
get
daily.
Together and play Pantera covers.
Tag out in tank tops.
It's back to back with the Juggalo.
Yeah, exactly. Which
convention.
The
gathering?
Wasn't that this past
that
weekend?
Just happened, the gathering, yeah.
Do we have any footage of that?
Nothing really. I feel like the gathering is kind of like passe
it's
at
over.
This point. Like, we've made fun of it for like 4 years now. How much more is left?
Can I just say, rest in peace, Dime.
Yeah.
We love you, Dime.
That's not a very metal sentiment, to rest in peace.
Rest in pain.
Rust in peace.
Rest in pain, Dime. Rest in pain.
Rest in chaos. Rest in the downstairs section of a Sam Ash.
Rest
oh, speaking of which, you tweeted something about Sam Ashley. You schmoozed some guys there.
Oh, my God. Okay,
shit.
So I... I have a Jackson Warrior with a floating bridge.
Mm-hmm. Want to explain that in English, what that is?
He was a floating bridge.
Was he the guy that painted those pictures?
I have
a
brand of guitar that has a whammy bar on it. You know, it's going, wow, wow, wow.
I know what a whammy bar.
Okay, all right.
What's a whammy bar?
It's kind of annoying because there's a floating bridge, right? Mm-hmm. So when the guitar goes out of tune, there's this locking mechanism mm-hmm. at the top of the neck that I need an Allen key to open.
All right.
Now, I had an Allen key that I lost.
Did you call Allen?
Yeah, you should.
I've been playing words with friends with Allen. He's been kicking my ass, so I don't want to call him.
I'll help you cheat later.
Really?
Yeah.
You can just go to Scrabble.com and they have a dictionary. You can just type in your letters.
It's more fun if I do it.
I want to help you. So
he's going to hear this, of course. Yeah. But,
so.
Edit.
So I went to the hardware store and I bought a whole set of Allen keys, and none of the Allen keys fit.
Oh no!
I spent.
Tell us.
What?
Tell us.
Share your feelings with the group.
Yeah, I spent.
In song.
No, I'm not singing.
I'll translate.
I don't sing.
Okay. I spent $5.
Now go.
For an Allen key.
No, for a set of Allen keys.
For a set of Allen keys. Isn't he a congressman, Allen Keys?
<is. laughs> In song, Darren.
Yeah,
isn't
song.
He a congressman?
Isn't he like a black Republican?
Yes, okay, wait. Is. Continue, Noah.
Okay. So.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
I can't do this. It's too confusing.
I'll
pause the music.
So then I was on a quest to find the right Allen key.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to start the music?
I was on a quest to find an Allen key. But not just any Allen key.
What kind?
I was on a quest for the right Allen key.
All right.
Pause.
Go. Go, Noah.
So then, one day, I got out of work early, and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to Sam Ash, and I'm going to ask if they have, like, a guitar tool thing, or if they sell the proper Allen key.
All right, pause.
Okay, wait.
All right, come on.
Yeah, I was really pissed
Allen
off.
Keys! 2011 Sam Ash!
Wow.
Sam Ash! We got Allen keys! Yo, 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 this is my boy, Allen.
He got a key.
I got a floating bridge. This one's for Noah. Here, we go. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, go ahead.
I pause. Noah, please continue.
So I go inside, and I'm looking for it, and I have to find a dude that works at Sam Ash.
Okay.
So, of course, I find the one with the thick eyebrows.
Okay, pause.
Who is the dude?
Dude who works at Sam Ash, you my nigga.
Where
the
eyebrows?
Like this 40-year-old man,
so
high-waisted jeans.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Come on, high-waisted jeans. Uh-huh. We can sing about that.
Well, keep going. I want to hear some more.
All right, so I go up to him and I'm like, I need an Allen key for my for the nut on the headstock. So he's like, oh, all right.
And then we fell in love.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
The 40-year-old man was my soulmate.
No, he was not.
He sold me Allen keys.
I'll tell you when he
rubbed my cunt on his eyebrows.
All right, you went too far.
No, sorry.
I'll tell you when he fucked.
Now
so,
we're back to this.
So, all right, so he went to look for an Allen key, and he found this package with, this thing that you attach to the headstock that holds your Allen key so you don't lose them.
Sure. So, like Slash's cigarette.
So then he's like, oh, you know what? This one is missing screws. Let me go look for the other one. So he went, he looked for the other one. And then another guy came by who was also helping. Mm-hmm. And the other guy brought, he bought another package, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is for the Jackson next. And I was like, oh, that's for the Jackson next because I have a Jackson. Uh-huh. So then he's like, oh, you have a Jackson? And then he like pulls out this bag of like spare Allen keys.
Mm-hmm.
And I see behind him there's another guitar. It's by the company Charvel.
Okay.
And Charvel, like, they used to make, like, all those, like,
Cookie
crazy
puss.
No,
90s.
She was
like,
married to Booker T.
I thought it was Don't Squeeze the Charvel.
So they make all these all these early 90s, late 80s guitars, like those really cool ones.
Let's just, you told me this story before. I'm going to fast forward to the end. You got on the guitar and you jammed to, and you played this.
That's what I said to him when I walked out. Like, call me.
So did you get the Allen keys or not?
So he gave me the Allen key. He's like, here, you know what? Just take this one.
Okay.
Just take it. And then he starts telling me about, because he owns Jackson's.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And then he starts telling me about all his guitars.
Come by to my place.
Oh, it's one of those guys?
Yeah.
I got all these comic books at home
but
and all these guitars.
And Allen keys.
Yeah, you tell the Allen keys.
18 Sam Ash employees circling Noah. Meanwhile, there's like people online to buy shit. There's like fat teenage guys who want to get like tambourines. They're like, oh, can I get some fucking service?
Hey,
every employee.
Wait, do you really have a Jackson? Because I got like so many Jacksons.
My band's actually playing this weekend. You should come down check it out.
One time Mike Portnoy totally came in here and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, there'll be lots of girls there. You, my mom. It's going to be great.
Just give me your number. I'll call you with the information for the show. Come on. It's cool.
She gave him 777 film.
My mom can pick us up in her van, man.
Should have given him the live cast phone number.
Well, his name is Mike. He's like...
Mike, if you're listening.
He's
Portnoy?
Like, I'm Mike.
Mike Portnoy got a job at Sam Ash.
Finally,
well,
the guy's got work.
That's his line. I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Mike, if you're listening, give us a call. Our number is 646-929 1357.
That was a great story, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't. You're lying.
Awesome.
Well, the thing
not
is,
as good as
that is
tour
that,
museum.
You know, hopefully Mike will give me a really good deal on the next guitar that I purchase.
I'm thinking probably he will.
You're putting your time in.
Yep.
But he's going to give
you
that employee
awkward
discount.
Hand job behind the store.
That's employee discount.
Right.
I can't afford a Jackson soloist.
Come on,
but,
come
but
on,
you
no
can
brand.
Afford the awkward hand job behind the
I can afford an awkward
right.
hand job. That's
more
right.
More stories of free things you got because you're good looking.
He's going to do that funny trick that men do. Like, he's going to sell you the guitar, but he's going to forget to put the strings in the bag, and then you have
yeah.
to go back
yeah.
and see him again.
Or leave his glasses at your house.
Yeah.
Or an earring.
Yeah.
First, he has to get
I
to the house.
I love that trick.
Wait, he's going to go up
he's
her.
He's going to break into your house.
Yeah, he's going to go up and drop his glasses down the chimney.
I think I left my glasses.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they're in the fireplace. Go look.
Oh, yeah,
my
bend over just
kid.
Like that. Oh, those shorts are so PG-13.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Anyway, let's talk about all the news this week. The week in metal. Can I get a little reverb for that?
Oh, really?
Oh, when I don't want it, you give it.
Oh, here
we
go. Here you go.
That's what she said.
The week in metal. All right.
Awesome.
That was pretty good. The biggest story this week. Is this Black Sabbath story?
Why is it always about color with you, Rob?
Yeah.
They're not called White
Wait,
Sabbath.
Juggalos aren't more important?
No, fuck the Juggalos. We're over them.
Oh, they're
but,
Christian now, I forgot.
They've always been Christian, actually.
That's true.
They've
always they're
so
secret.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
But anyway, Black Sabbath. Tony Iommi was talking to this reporter, and then the reporter, shocker, wrote what Tony Iommi said. That him and Ozzy have been jamming, and they're going to get back together. They probably tour. He even
can't
had that, he had that burp in there, and everyone got really excited. Everyone posted all these stories.
Why? Didn't they just like they've toured a bunch of times already? Like who's
they haven't toured in like
that would make
six
a lot
or seven
of money.
Years? Though.
You know that
would, I would
like,
would make a lot of money, but
I would go. I would want to see it.
You've never seen it before?
No,
really.
No, I saw
even
that,
I saw it.
I always miss
saw it.
The Ozfest that I went to. That was when Ozzy was like sick and he couldn't play. They
even, I saw Black Sabbath.
I didn't
Rob,
see him on, dude.
We were at the same Ozfest.
That was the Pantera one, right? One the Pantera
no.
opened.
I never went to Ozfest with you. Like
did.
Before Metal Injection.
Man, all the shows are blending together now.
Me and my dad went to that Ozfest together.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Because he wanted to see Black Sabbath. Though.
Did he wear his Metal Injection shirt?
No, I think
he
had. I think he had
the,
an army green polo on.
The Ozfest were made and played.
He didn't play that.
Oh, no.
They didn't play that
was,
night.
Oh.
Because he was sick.
That's right.
No, I
that was a big bummer.
With Pantera.
No, I didn't go to that one. But anyway, so then Tony Iommi issues a statement that, oh, I'm sorry, like that guy, like that was off the record. He shouldn't have said anything. We're not getting back together. Mm-hmm. But now there's a story, like the newspaper that he, like, condemned, they contacted his manager for follow-up, and the manager wouldn't say, like, for certain that they're not getting back together, just that, like, oh, it's up in the air right now. So it's like, I think it's going to happen.
What's
I heard on Blabbermouth that Dio is going to join the tandem again.
I hope so. Pray to his dumbass corpse up there, too.
At this point, he's a better performer than Ozzy, I would think.
Yeah. Just wheel him out on a...
Yeah.
On a
that's really the thing that...
They're going to animate his corpse.
What I'm least looking forward to is just Ozzy's probably going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to read the teleprompter and shit.
I just want to hear the riffs. The fucking classic 70s riffs.
Mm-hmm. Just put the fucking CD on.
Riffs.
They should just get an Ozzy impersonator to do it.
Yeah.
Play your digital download.
The sick tones. Thank you, Jedi Steve. Jedi Steve knows me so well.
Hot licks. Sick tones.
You should open up for Ozzy. Robin the tuna cans.
Tuna can dick.
Can't tune a guitar, but he can tuna can dick.
Pantuna. That's going to be a can tuna.
I'll be in your band, Rob.
We already had a band. It went nowhere.
The Bumblebee 52s.
Yeah. Do we have a name for our band? We never had a name.
We never came up with a name, no.
We never got that far.
Her and him.
No, and him and him.
Oh.
We had a full band.
What? What did you do?
Vocals.
Really?
Duh.
Let's hear some of it.
We didn't write any original material.
No, I need to
really?
Sing something else. Just let's hear your vocals.
Just recreate
what am I
going to...
You don't have any lyrics, Rob?
No.
You never had a little sketchbook?
Just sing someone else's song.
I could never
journal.
I was always awesome. Awful.
You were always awesome.
Well, I am always awesome, but at lyric writing, awful.
Really? Okay. You got nothing? You got no scraps of...
I'm sure, like...
Free verse poetry?
There's some stuff in my parents' house, but...
Nothing on the laptop?
Definitely nothing on the laptop.
Can you sing someone else's song right now?
What do you want? No.
What style of music?
Sing Angel of Death.
Didn't you? I'm sorry. There's behind-the-scenes footage of me singing a Megadeth song in Sweden that we posted on the last guest on the site.
Yeah, I didn't.
You can just go over there and look at it.
I'll pass.
I
want
to
hear it live right
wait,
now.
Wait.
No, I need to be at least pretty drunk.
Oh, we have a clip of you singing Chop Suey.
Oh, okay.
No, that wasn't it. Hold on.
No, that's Avril Lavigne.
No?
That's Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Your voice was much deeper back then.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
But anyway...
You wanted to.
Yeah,
I did want to.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
So what style was it going to be in?
Well, we were just practicing covers.
We just did covers.
Yeah, what covers was it?
Each picked a cover for all of us to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who were the other people in the band?
Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Nick, who you might remember from some of
the racial...
He's been on the show.
Racial slurs.
And he's been on, yes. Angry Nick.
Yes.
And our friend Leo, Italian Leo.
He was the drummer.
So what were some of these covers that you picked?
We did Suicide Silence, How Will I Laugh Tomorrow.
Suicide Silence.
Oops.
Shame.
So,
all right.
Terrible.
What else?
Suicidal Tendencies, How Will I Laugh Tomorrow.
Cred revoked.
We did Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog.
Oh, yeah.
We tried.
Yeah. Which is what?
Dying Fetus.
That's the theme song.
I can do that one.
Let's hear it.
Kill your mother, rape your dog. Kill your mother, rape your dog.
Caw's in the song?
Okay, yeah. Rob's mic is off. It's penalty.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
Wait, Rob's mic was on
just
before?
Don't get so close. Back up a little bit off the mic. I know you want to jam that thing in your throat. Just
Sean,
back up.
You're a professional singer. What are you? give Rob a vocal lesson.
I just told her.
Right,
I said back off the mic.
No, but you're doing it from like your throat.
Yeah.
Air. Like, you have to do it from your diaphragm.
Yeah. Pull out your diaphragm and do it from there.
I was awful. I was definitely awful.
It wasn't that bad.
That bad?
Yeah. Just got the mic away from your mouth a little bit.
Sean, now that my guitar is in tune, I'm ready to be in your band.
Yeah, when are we...
When are we having band practice?
When are you going to leave your house?
Ziploc colostomy bag.
I went to see Fuck the Facts. I went out...
Where was that
yesterday.
Show? Like a two blocks from your place?
So what? I still went out.
I wonder how
you?
The Iron Sheik would say fuck the facts.
Fuck the facts!
I like that.
You know what a piece
now
of
I'm interested in that band. I wasn't before.
You have to spell it F-A-H-K, the facts, and then it'll be all right.
Fact.
The facts.
Yeah.
What happened? We were going to do a Megadeth cover band. Whatever happened to that?
Oh, I can't play all Megadeth songs.
I can play all of them.
Just play the ska ones. You know how Megadeth does like one ska song per album? Like them and the Offspring do that? Right? Just do the ska. That's easy enough.
Megadeth really is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones of the thrash genre.
Oh. Shut your mouth.
Of course.
Shut up.
I'd give anything for that chance.
Oh, he wants
the chance to be the announcer on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
No, he wants to be in our Megadeth cover band.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Those drops, it sounds like he's talking like his prom date on prom night. Like they're about to fuck at the hotel after the prom
and
for the first
time.
And
what a piece of shit I am.
That's what I listen to when I masturbate.
Really?
Put it in my headphones.
Yeah.
This is what I think you hear.
Sweating blood!
Mm-hmm.
That one's at the end.
Oh. That's when you're popping off bullets.
Mm-hmm. And corn niblets.
Have you ever been a squirter in your life?
No.
Never? That's a bummer.
I do come a lot. Like, I don't squirt, like...
You leave a big puddle, right? You don't go out, it just...
It just kind of,
seeps.
Like, falls out.
Yeah.
Like a monsoon.
Bunch of mung. Yeah, no, more like a, you know, like a frozen custard kind of machine.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of...
Well, that's not... I wouldn't think it would be that slow, though. That would be more sludgy. It's more... Is it sludgy or liquidy?
Well, the consistency of it?
Yeah.
Is it more like egg yolk?
It depends.
Taffy? Like taffy?
It depends. Sometimes it's
salt water too.
Sometimes it's clear. Sometimes it's a little bit foggy.
Yeah. Really? Most of the girls I've seen
don't
have
sandy,
like,
really sandy and grainy.
No cottage cheese, no grain.
No mung.
No amber waves of grain.
Someone just asked the stupidest question in the history of the livecast chat. What? Why are they all so interested in Noah's vagina? Like, really? That question needs to be asked.
Must be a girl.
Because it's the only one in the room, dumb shit.
Yeah, fucking A.
I'm willing to talk about my penis. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll do that. I thought we were going to talk about a bunch of peeing or something.
It doesn't have to be all about you.
I wanted to know, Darren, do you like it when a girl just lays there? Or...
Full circle.
No.
And you, like, move her around? Or
for
do you, like,
only
girl
when
he's
drugged
creative?
Her.
It, I mean, and I have different moods, you know, but... I feel like the girl should not lay there and do nothing, but I should be in control of most of what she does. But she has to cooperate and be
athletic.
Could
you give her commands?
Submit to you.
It depends on the girl. Like, some girls have a little tolerance for that stuff. I'm not going to, like, go push her past her boundaries and stuff. But the more she's amenable to that, the more into it I am.
Yeah. I still side with the halfway point.
What do you mean?
A little bit of, you know, just hangs out, kind of just... Doing
half
whatever
dead.
I'm throwing at her, but then a little bit of, like, if she wants to get on top, she can do it as she pleases. She can pop off and flip over.
I don't like when the girl's on top unless I'm really,
no, I mean, like,
if I'm tired.
You know, it's like a half decision of what
you
we're
doing.
You
don't like it when the girl is on top?
I prefer it. I mean, listen, if the girl just jumps on top, I'm going to throw her off. But, I generally don't like that.
Yeah,
as
but
much.
There's some girls that are all about, like, all right, we're going to do this for a bit. Now switch it. Okay, now, you know, and they're actually jumping off and turning around. I'm just like, okay, you need to
I can't,
fuck somebody else because it's fucking annoying.
That is fair. It's like she's like an aerobics instructor.
Right, exactly. I'm like, if I want to push you out my windowsill right now and fuck you, just stay there for like a 3 to 30 minutes.
That's a no-go.
You want the neighbors to see who you're banging.
It's good. That's actually, you should try this. It's actually a lot of fun. I mean, well, my window faces all of, like, you know, like restaurant row, so it's even more exciting to have. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's, you know, like, kind of half out the window with the tits out and everything, kind of getting banged from behind, and we're all just kind of watching the people walk around.
I wish you were my neighbor now.
What?
I fucked the girl on my fire, well, not on it, but, like, with the window open to my fire escape, and I left my door open a crack, and my cat ran in and tried jumping out the window. Like, I had it, so in one motion, like, I took my dick out, I yanked her out the window and shut the door, and then my cat bounced into the window.
Oh, like a bird.
And then landed in the west side. And, like, she smacked her head on the fucking, like, chair that was right next to the... I was like, I couldn't let my cat jump out. I'm on the fifth floor.
That was two hurt pussies. And now,
and now the cat walks sideways. And so does your dick.
Yeah, it's going to shit right for a week.
Yeah, somehow the cat just landed on your cock.
Yeah, no.
Then you were fucking the other pussy.
She's going to kill me for this. But last night, me and Vanessa were banging
my cat?
In the family room.
In the family room? You have a family room in your house?
Living room? We said family room. No. We started.
Well, do you have a family yet? Room.
Can I just interrupt you one second, Shankletown? Darren does cat to mouth.
Touche.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
We were banging and, like, I guess we had, well, there was a decent amount of lights on. Didn't realize that there was a dinner party across the way, like directly across the way through the windows with like three people just kind of standing in the window. And us, like, white people, buck naked, standing up, bent over the couch.
Well, Vanessa's not pasty white like you.
No,
she has
she's got a
color.
Good tan on her, because she's Peruvian, half Peruvian.
Yeah, she's olive.
So we immediately, well, I noticed, and she didn't notice, because, like, if she would have noticed, she would freak the fuck out. So I, like, slowly eased it back on the couch so I could flip off the lamp next to the couch, and then let her know. Glance over there, there's a fucking dinner party watching this thing.
So when did the cat come in?
Oh, her cat came in.
Or you came in her cat.
Yes. Well, no babies.
Cream
no babies.
Pie.
You don't do cream pies? Why don't you get her on birth control?
I don't like cream pies.
Well, even still, like, I don't know.
That's why it's the family room, because he squirts his family all over the floor.
Yeah, just wait till you guys sit on my couch. It's just really crunchy. It's
Sean, I tripped on something. It's a little wet over here. Oh, that's my family. I tripped on some family.
My millions and millions of children.
The lobster I had last night.
You ever think about that? How many fucking unborn children you've sprayed into random socks and Dorito bags across the country?
Zero Dorito bags.
Yeah. You're a cum Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
Genocide.
Yeah.
I purposely stab my ovaries every once in a while.
With
a penis.
Sewing needle?
Yeah, with a sewing needle.
The letter opener.
You go through the veg or through the stomach?
No, just like right, like I try to pinpoint where they are and I just
literally.
Yeah. And I just push a pin into it.
Is it like voodoo? Like if you think it's going to have an... Or you literally pierce it?
I just try to stab it as much as I can without having it get lost inside of my body.
You know you can just have them removed surgically, right?
Your ovaries?
I just feel like it's more fun this way. Like there's like a deeper meaning behind it.
Why don't you just get pregnant and then punch yourself in the stomach? You could do that too.
Or throw yourself down the stairs.
Or maybe just out the window.
Or go rollerblading and just take a digger right in Central Park.
That's why you can't date these skinny, like, 89-pound guys, because what if you get pregnant? They're not going to be able to punch you hard enough in the stomach.
Like falcon punch straight through.
You're just going to be like, what? I'm still pregnant. That did nothing.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go back to the booze.
And then they go back to their job at Sam Ash and selling harmonicas.
And with their unibrow.
Harmonica and clave.
Triangle plus triangle.
Oh, Metallodeath just said falconer punch.
Good one.
Falcon punch is when you punch her in the stomach to get rid of the abortion, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the baby.
It's where you kneel down and it's a big up thrust. Kind of.
An uppercut?
Yeah. But like a uppercut, like almost like a cunt punch, but right above that, right to the gunt.
Very good tie-in. No one doesn't have a gunt. Are you kidding?
No. A gunt is,
she's
between your stomach. You know, okay, fine. What is it? Your mons? Is that what it's called?
Her pubic mound?
Pupa. What? The pubic mound, but like, no, scientifically, it's like the mons, right?
I suppose. The mons pubis is the...
Yeah,
part right above the pussy.
I know my vagina.
Yeah. Your vagina?
I know my vagina.
Yeah, we all know your vagina.
Your vagina ain't handicapped.
Oh, shit. Vanessa just texted and said, hey, I noticed people across the way. I wouldn't have freaked out. I knew before you shut off the light, you jerk.
Wow. Okay. There you go. There you have it.
She's
standing
naked in her window.
So Vanessa,
right now.
She's an exhibitionist.
Yeah. Well, she was the one that also hangs out my window, too.
There you go. By her feet?
Yeah.
You just dangle her out there naked sometimes just to show who's boss? Do you have your Vanilla Ice and Suge Knight?
Do you have your neighbor's contact info? I'd like to attend one of these dinner parties.
Yeah.
But literally, he just wants to have dinner. He doesn't even care about what she's fucking. Just like, maybe they have shrimp.
Rob was like a dog listening to a human conversation. Blah, 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 dinner.
Rob's like, wait, so that's how I get to look at people eating dinner? I just have to fuck somebody out a window? I need to fuck more people.
Today is so educational. Anyway, I think it's time for a music break.
Okay. Is it?
Well, somebody did just ask, where's the metal? So might as well give it to him.
We have to now. That's,
Macho Man wants to know.
You don't want to disappoint Macho.
What's more metal than all this dick talk, man?
Yeah.
Dick talk.
Macho Man is our first-time listener. Doesn't realize that we don't play metal until we have to take a leak
into our floors.
Yeah. We don't. No, that's just that we don't play metal.
No, I really have to take a leak.
A Chromio rock block.
Nice.
All right.
No.
You can play some Cerebral Ballsy like we were discussing
yesterday? Oh, I forgot to download it.
Somebody's taking them out right now.
What?
Someone's taking them out on a
dinner?
Tour. Yes. A countrywide tour.
Yeah,
it's like off that. And, I don't know, somebody else.
To a dinner party.
The Cracker Barrels all over the country.
We're going to start. We're going to start.
Lucky.
Love those rocking chairs.
We're going to start with my least favorite band.
Psyopus.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't get what you have against them. It's so weird.
Yeah. I have nothing against them.
All that insect noise, noodling. How can
Here's a track off their debut album, my favorite album from theirs. Here
from
it is.
Theirs? What?
Of theirs. I can't even speak.
From them.
That's the hardest for you to say something positive about them.
Me, Rob, me, Drunken Stone.
Me like Psyopus.
One beer.
This is my second beer.
You're Russian.
Slow down.
You're Russian. That's supposed to be like two sips.
Yeah.
He's partially Russian.
Right. Like Iranians don't drink.
He is two beer queer, bled.
I am. I totally am.
No joke.
All right, so let's get things going. Here's Psyopus. Oh, I don't...
Technical difficulty.
There they are.
Here's Psyopus. They're coming up right now.
Keep stalling.
Wow, Noah, way to acknowledge what I'm... Way to acknowledge my radio device.
No, Stalin, because you're Russian.
Oh.
Get it. All
right, seriously, though. Here's Psyopus.
All right, take three.
And scene.
Like I said. Here's Psyopus.
We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back. is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
We are back for hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast. And we are joined by a very special guest.
And I hear the music. But I don't hear the talking. Oh, now I do.
You there?
Oh, hey.
He's so perplexed. My goodness.
We're here with the King of Metal, Dave Hill.
Yeah.
Welcome, Dave. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan of your work.
Oh, thank you.
I've seen you at UCB about 40 times.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave does a show called the Dave Hill Explosion.
Explosion.
Come on, geez, Rob.
No, people make that. I almost make that mistake a lot.
Right.
I feel like, well, I don't need these headphones. Is that all right?
Yeah. When we have a caller, you might.
Then I'll need them. But you'll go put your headphones on, Dave.
Yeah.
already
diva-like behavior.
It's like he's podcasting without a condom right now.
Yeah.
He's going at it wrong.
Well, it's, I don't know. We don't need to get into technical. But they don't, doesn't sound good in my ear.
Where have those headphones been?
They just been the whole like, near my balls.
They're too warm for his ear right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with the Dave Hill Explosion.
My nightclub act.
You've interviewed a lot of pretty big stars.
Yeah,
the biggest
stars
think,
of today.
Ronnie James Dio, star of yesterday.
I have a guitar signed by Ronnie James Dio. A lot of people can't say that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people actually can. But
more people can't.
But
yeah. Most people cannot say
ideally,
that.
Ideally, don't you ask a guitar player to sign a guitar?
That's not how I work it.
Should
I'm just
sign
about
a microphone?
Just like
sign microphone.
Yeah, heat bringing. No, it's whoever brings the most heat. It doesn't matter what they do.
Right.
So I had Lars Ulrich. Oh, this is a long time ago. Lars Ulrich signed my friend's. I had him sign. I dropped my friend's guitar and broke part of it, the headstock, and randomly I ran into Lars Ulrich.
Ran, like where? Randomly?
Well, no, it's not random. It's not randomly.
At the bathhouse?
No, he was on the raid at the bathhouse. No, it wasn't
one.
Random at all. It was
at the Ulrich bathhouse.
It was on they used to have that radio station Z-Rock. Mm-hmm. He was on that station being interviewed, and I had just broken my friend's guitar, and I was like thinking, like, what could I do that would make him not mad at me? And so I was like, that might work. So I was like a few blocks away, so I just went and waited in the lobby. That's not a very good story. Let's get back to Dio.
But
actually,
Dio
Z-Rock is really a funny story itself, because Z-Rock was an AM station that played metal in New York when there was no metal station.
At all. And they played mostly good stuff.
Yeah, they played the new, it was around when, it was like 20 years ago, like when the
Metallica. Yeah, we were just kids.
Yep, and the Black Album had just came out. They played the Black Album like straight through. That was their whole playlist, was the Black Album.
Yeah.
And like stuff like that.
And now New York has only a classic rock station.
Yeah.
Playing the Black Album? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they have a radio rock station.
No, it's gone.
No,
it's turned into women's talk programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
RXP is what you're referring to?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's gone.
Throwing Matt Pinfield and all that? Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, how did you get Dio to come down and feel your explosion?
Oh, that's funny you ask. It's funny. I was just talking about this yesterday.
Was it with Rob?
No, I was doing another podcast, and some Dio comes up, as Dio does.
Yeah,
and
only about 4 feet.
Yeah, it's true. He's not any taller than you would think
from the grass.
Yeah, I was doing my Dave Hill Explosion show in L.A. for the first time like 4 years ago, and I was like, I have to get an awesome guest, and I knew. I knew a couple of people who, you know, like knew Dio somehow or had Dio access, mm-hmm. as I like to call it.
Access, maybe?
My friend Adrian, actually, he grew up, his mom was friends with Dio, and Dio would come over and play chess at his with him when he was a kid. When he was growing up in L.A., Dio would come over. Can you imagine if you were a little kid and Dio came over and, like, what'd you do today? oh, I played chess with Ronnie James Dio. Like, if you were like 10 years old. Like, if I said that in Cleveland, people would be like, David, you're lying. Why are you? You're making up stories, imaginary stories. But then this is that he was actually playing chess with Dio. So he was friends with Dio. And then I had another friend who knew Dio. And then I emailed Wendy Dio, his wife.
Mm.
And actually four people who knew Dio, weirdly. You don't expect to know anyone who knows Dio.
I don't know anyone.
In the day-to-day.
Well, now you do.
And I emailed her and I said, like, thought of every Dio connection I had.
Uh-huh.
And was like, I do this show, here's who else. And by that time, a lot of people had done it in New York already, so I didn't sound crazy.
Right.
Any work crazier or whatever. And but still, I was like, there's no way Dio is going to, like, come down to the UCB theater and, like, be on my little show. And then I get a phone call, and wasn't Dio. It was Wendy Dio. I would have just passed out if it were Dio calling. And it was his wife saying, yeah, he wants to do it. And he did it, and he came down, and he was, like, the nicest guy and super awesome. And he afterwards, this was right before the Dio Years compilation or collection or whatever came out, you know.
Right, yeah, when they did Heaven and Hell.
Yeah, it was right, yeah. And so after the show, he's like hanging out, being Dio and stuff. and he's just the most awesome guy. I had him sign my guitar. And then he's like, do you like Indian food? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. He's like, oh, well, next time you come to L.A., like, I know the best places. Like, oh, we should go get Indian food. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. There's no way. I love Dio and I love Indian food. Like, there's no way Dio's saying, let's go, we should get Indian food. Like, my closest friends don't even say that to me. And then he's like, and I'm sure that, like, a shitload of people knew it already, but he's very sweet in saying, he's like, don't tell anyone this, but I'm going to England, like, tomorrow or whatever to meet with Tony Iommi, and we're going to write some new songs for, you know, that Dio Years thing that's coming out. And he's like, you know, I think we might do something. And, like, but he, like, I'm sure it was on, like, Blabbermouth, like, 2 hours later or whatever. But
you called?
I called. No, I did not tell Dio's secrets to anybody. But
except for us right now.
Yeah, well, no.
He's gone. He's passed.
Okay. Well, no, well, but, it, like, but he told it to me in a way made me feel like I was the only, it was basically him, wow, Tony, you know what I mean? And I was the third person who knew it. And, like, I know that wasn't the case, but I thought he was so nice to make me feel that way.
Right.
Like, feel like I was getting the ground floor news on Heaven and Hell.
Before Wendy even knew.
Before Wendy knew, Dave Hill knew.
Wow.
But, so it was very, but I, you know, I did try to, I think the next time I came to LA, I was too afraid to,
right,
to follow
can.
Up on the offer,
yeah,
of getting Indian food. Then I was like, I have to have Indian food with Dio. But then they were so busy. He was never in town when I was in town.
Oh.
And now we will have Indian food in the next life.
Heaven.
There you go.
Pick you up, well, on a unicorn, take you over,
yeah,
a rainbow.
You got maybe you could go with Wendy. She'd probably appreciate that. Say, take her out for some India next time you're in LA in honor of Ronnie.
Maybe. I guess.
What
never
else
thought
she
about
at
that.
This point?
I'm sure she's got a lot going on.
But take a
really?
Lunch break for some Indian.
She's just releasing Dio best ofs now. And
yeah, there must be. Well,
Dio baseballs. They're releasing a baseball.
There's baseballs? Because he was a big sports fan.
Exactly. That's why they have a baseball with the Dio logo emblazed on it.
That would be so cool.
What team was he a fan of?
I bet the Yankees or the Mets or somebody, right?
He's
from, like, Cornwall or Corning, New York? Cornwall, one of the two. Cornwall.
I guess Yankees.
He's
so pessimistic.
Well, no, it's just his age. Like, what
yeah.
year was he born?
The Mets weren't around when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
He's probably born before 62.
I guess.
Come on. He was, like, in his 70s,
well,
right?
Wasn't he in, like, a 50s?
Debatable.
Well.
Yeah.
Group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he was in a 50s group, then
he'd
be born
fan.
In, like, the 30s.
And I feel more Italian gravitate towards the Yankees.
Well, listen, I'm going to
wait.
Look it up.
Someone has the internet.
We have no way of knowing this, so I'm going to say he was not a Yankee fan. That'll make me feel better. Let's just do that.
If you find out that he was a Yankee fan, would you like burn all your?
It would just soil
delete
his,
all your Dio MP3s. I guess
just,
is what
they would
do
taint
now.
It slightly. That's
what if
all.
He was
He'd
a Cubs fan?
A god, huh?
What if he was a
That's
Cubs
fine.
Fan?
He was born in 42.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh.
That would make him
69.
Math whizzes.
That's the sexiest age.
But then they speculated, though, that he was actually older than that.
Oh, they lied about his age.
Shrinkletown.
Well, it's show business, you know?
Oh, is that why you're listed as 21?
Yeah, that's why I looked 23, listed as 21.
You always keep him guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
If you want to talk to Dave, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Before this passes, I just want to say Shrinkletown said Dio was really into the Negro Leagues, which were around when he was a young
man.
Oh,
no.
That's true.
Well, hey.
Oh, wow.
He didn't invent the Negro Leagues. They were there. He liked them.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Makes sense.
Okay.
The phone lines are lighting up.
And
oh, they're jammed, aren't
you
they?
You can't call our Skype account, as some people have tried. You must call the Livecast phone
yeah,
number.
Yeah, or you could use Google Talk to make a free call to us if you don't want to use your phone.
Which, why wouldn't you?
Any Gmail account you can use to make a call to us. Our number is 646-929-1357. Now, Dave, you have your own podcast, too.
I do, yeah.
Not a competing podcast, because it's not about metal.
No, it's about me.
Either is ours.
Which, who is the king of metal, so I guess it is competing.
Indirectly.
Competing with yourself, basically.
Yeah, no, mine's just a vanity piece, really. As everything I do is in some way. I do have a podcast, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, but I'm not very diligent. I had been doing it every week, and then I've been slacking. Now it's kind of whenever I have time,
and
which ends up being
every
week.
Where is it available?
On iTunes. Or if you go to my website, davehillonline.com. Those would be ways to get it. Google it.
You could pretty much find out everything about Dave Hill on davehillonline.com.
Yeah, I'm revamping it.
Uh-oh.
That's the big. That's the news. Like, that's why I wanted to do the show tonight.
Switch it to a flash site.
I'm revamping the website.
Oh wow! Breaking news.
Yeah, I've. There's going to be some changes. Basically,
a lot of animated GIFs and flash.
Yeah,
and flash.
A lot. I'm doing a thing with the covered wagon and the horses running in place.
Like frames
in one corner. And there's going to be a gnome walking in one page.
You're going to be like a flame separator.
And the skull is going to spin in one corner.
Pop-up stripper in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Butterflies come off of your cursor as you move your mouse around.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. This stripper comes out and then the guy's like, oh man, I'm at work. Should have gone on his website.
But then she's just like laughing at the content of the website.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. She's
even,
having
like,
as good a time as anybody.
Just shows that strippers can enjoy great humor.
That's
too.
Right.
Why should they not?
You're human.
Really breaking down the barriers on how people like interpret strippers. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're humans too.
By the way, I found out
that's
on your
debatable.
Website
they're
that you're
naked humans.
Sorry, you're not the guitarist from Slade. Dave
Yet.
Hill. Right. Yeah.
Yes. I love Slade though. Mm-hmm. I would join Slade in a heartbeat.
Oh,
but I will say, well, qualify it that Noddy Holder would have to be back in the band for me to do that. I'm not just fucking. Just go with it, whatever. Am I allowed to say the F word?
Yeah, sure.
I don't
this
have
the
to say the F word.
But you're,
all of our listeners are 12 or younger.
Okay.
You have to say the F word.
The F word.
Right.
There's no effing way F word way. No, but I think Slade. Well, Slade's not. They're more rock and hard rock and glam. It's not metal enough for this show, is it? Or is it?
We just talked about Ja Rule not too long ago.
Ja Rule? Yeah, in what context?
Well, we're not metal enough for this show, so it's...
Who is?
Yeah, right.
Well, he did a song with Metallica. I don't know if you've ever
Ja
heard
Rule?
It. Yes.
Oh, it's probably great.
It is phenomenal.
Where can we hear it?
We can hear it momentarily. If you,
no.
This is where you would have to put
no,
your
no,
headphones
no, no.
in.
We don't have to hear it.
Oh, we play it all the time. It's
Do
fine.
You really?
Yeah.
All of it?
Not all of it, just...
Just
the first
trust us, Dave.
It comes
it's
up
like
as a soundbite.
I've never heard, what's the, is it Forbidden, the Black Sabbath album that has like Ice-T on it?
Is Ice-T did a song with Slayer, I know that. I don't know about Slayer.
I think there was a covers album, a Sabbath covers album, but he...
No, I
no?
think
really?
He did an album, I think...
With,
maybe,
with Tony Iommi?
No. Yes, yes. Yeah. And maybe Tony Martin was the singer. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't do my homework as well as I should.
Well, why do you have to? You're the king of metal.
I mean, I am the last word, so it doesn't matter what
you
I say.
You say it and it becomes true. You're infallible. Or is that the...
It's
that
true.
Would be if you were the Pope
of metal.
I would say, how many people have called me a faggot in this thing yet?
At least 17.
I can't read it. Don't fuck, though.
They're all just listing their age.
My birthday. Oh, they are. They truly... That's actually what they're doing. Ice-T did a song with 6 feet
under. Yeah. Well, it's on a Tony Iommi. Forbid... Oh, no, it is Black. It is listed as Black.
Yeah.
Oh, let's play
See,
that.
King of Metal knows all.
Curious to hear that.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something really authoritative and knowledgeable.
Oh.
Fuck, what was it?
Was it about Smash Mouth?
It was about Smash Mouth and what amusement parks you can see them at this summer. No, it was something like
Sean
really...
Sean knows that already.
Palatine, Illinois.
Oh, no, I love... I wrote... I was watching... you ever see that video of Frost... from Satyricon playing drums, I think it's Soundcheck maybe, and it's just like a camera like on his drums and he's drumming, you know, he's being all Frost about it, like banging on his drums. And I wrote a comment just to see what would happen, like why do all black metal drummers play like pussies?
Oh my God.
Which I kind of think is true. They don't hit the snare very hard. And all my inbox all day long is like, fuck you, like you don't know... People get really mad at my point.
It's so easy to
you
get
can't just go,
on the internet.
Can't go. I know, but gosh.
That's not the first time you've trolled black metal people, because you have your the black metal dialogues, which I recommend everybody check out. You have a website for it, right?
Yeah, theblackmetaldialogues.com.
There you go. And could you just explain what it is, basically?
Yeah. Well, at the time, I didn't realize that was trolling.
This was before the term trolling.
It was before trolling. It was probably...
Gnoming?
Gnoming. That's more appropriate. I was doing... Wait, I always have to ask this on whenever I do any interview or show. Have I ruined your show yet?
Yeah.
Not
I'm not
quite
setting
yet.
Out to do that. I don't want to ruin
We're
it.
We're doing okay for now.
Okay, I always feel like I'm just show up
we'll
and
check
ruin
the Nielsen
show.
Ratings tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you know... Despite being the king of metal and one of the greatest show business professionals of all time, my confidence goes in and out. But, oh yeah, Witch Taint. I was, it's probably like 2003 or 2004. I was, I just read that book, The Lords of Chaos. You know that book?
Yeah.
And I thought it was the fucking funniest book I'd ever read. And I just loved it. I carried it around with me just to read friends' passages. I was like, this book is so good. And I made up this guy, Lance, this teenager in Indiana, and his band Witch Taint. And I started emailing bands just like being like, wow, you guys, it's really catchy. My little sister be into it. You know, that sort of stuff. Just stupid shit. And not just for my own entertainment, you know? And then I stopped doing it, and then one night, like 2004 maybe, I emailed this guy at this black metal label in Norway trying to get signed to his label, and then emailed with him for months and months. Again, not ever thinking. I would show it to two friends who were into black metal. I would just email them like once a week, like, here's what we talked about this week. And then a friend of a friend, they started passing it around, and then a friend of a friend made the website, and then the website went crazy, and then there's... Oh, shit, I should have brought you a Witch Taint shirt. Did I give you one yet?
No, I don't have one.
There's Witch Taint skateboards coming out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really moving. There's only two ever recorded Witch Taint songs.
Oh, why did you... You ruined it now. Now it's done. Now I'm over Witch Taint.
Because
there's sellouts.
Well, only one of the songs has been released in any form.
Oh, okay,
the other
good.
Track has never been released,
and it's only in MIDI.
Yeah,
true.
I like their old stuff before they even conceived of a song at all, and just were hanging out somewhere in McDonald's.
The name.
The thing I love about it though is that you're just basically hyping your band up, Witch Taint, which didn't like you just made it up, and you were like, this is the greatest shit ever, and like your stuff is all pussy shit, and like after enough. You know, correspondence back and forth, the guy believed you. And he was like, well, let me hear this already. I really want to hear how
that's
awesome
why
is
we had to record a song. So my friend John Kimbrough and I recorded the first what I think is the definitive Witch Taint song.
And the only.
And it's on the MySpace page, so I haven't looked at the MySpace page in a while.
Let's load it up. We got it.
Were you already like doing comedy stuff when you did this, or was this like the precursor to your comedy career?
I hadn't really started. I was writing. I wasn't performing comedy yet. That was more like 2005.
Because I remember like when the website first started, a friend of mine linked me to it, and I thought it was hilarious. And then a few years later, I went with Rob. It was the first time I went to see the Dave Hill Explosion. You were wearing the Witch Taint hoodie, and I'm like, why? How in the world does this guy have the hoodie of this obscure website that I remember from a few years ago? And then Rob's like, oh, he's that guy.
Well, yeah, a lot of people didn't make the connection, or like they know. I remember like being out with a guy, a friend of mine, who, you know, I didn't know him for that long. He was like working at my manager's company at the time. And he's like, oh, what have you been working on? I said something about Witch Taint. Well, this is, I guess I can talk about this because it's not going anywhere. But there is a Witch Taint feature length screenplay in existence.
Oh my God.
And it's awesome. I wrote it with my friend Matt Stein, and it got a lot of attention in Hollywood.
Really?
But everyone was like, this is about some satanic teenagers who like are trying to do the will of Satan and stuff. And so they were like, no one's going to make this movie in Hollywood.
Can you switch to God instead of Satan?
Yeah, maybe. Well, my thinking is like, eventually it'll be weird not to make that movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Make them all vampires.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything with vampires gets made.
Well, I'll say Witch Taint, though I won't say what, I won't be specific about it, but there are people stolen Witch Taint lines and use them in their things.
Name some names.
Not
call some bands out. Satyricon.
No, like TV shows.
Oh.
Ronnie James Dio. He stole something.
No bands.
TV shows. That's crazy. Well, could it be a thing where it's just like the obvious joke, or there's no way it could be?
No, because I found out, because I was like talking to someone and he's like, oh, no, he is like, I don't want to connect the dots. I'm
it was
being
Dane
really
Cook,
big.
Right?
It was Dane. No, it was like they stole like a couple lines.
It was Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
I don't know if he flattered or not.
Well, was it a good show?
It's not as good as Witch Taint.
Was it on CBS though? If it was on
no,
CBS.
No.
Blue Bloods. It was Blue Bloods.
So then it's okay.
But anyway, Witch Taint though, I have that a lot where like I was talking to this guy and I mentioned Witch Taint. And he's like, oh, my God, I love Witch Taint. Like, I'm obsessed with Witch Taint. And he's like, are you into Witch Taint? I'm like, I am fucking Witch Taint. And he's like, what? You are? I'm like, yeah, that's my thing. He's like, you're kidding me. Because it's funny, like, how people... I mean, I don't like to say compliment my work, but I will say that I do like Witch Taint. And, like, I didn't read it for a long time, and I went back and read it recently, and I was like... I was really onto something.
It was it's a total meme too. Like it gets passed around.
Yeah, I mean it went like it was on Gawker, like I think the second or third day the website was up, and it just went nuts.
That's crazy. So yeah, I have the song here, Necro Dream Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
You won me over with the title already.
Yeah, it pretty much says it all. I will say this melodic black metal.
Great.
No,
is it playing?
Is this it?
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
Yep.
How's it doing?
Are we on still? I'll say this song, coincidentally, is 3 minutes and 33 seconds long. Not planned that way. But if you listen to the whole thing, which I don't necessarily recommend, though it gets better, it's the longest 3 minutes and 33 seconds of your life. It's really funny. Recorded in 20 minutes.
So are you singing and playing guitar and playing drums?
Drums are programmed.
Yeah, come on now. What kind of black metal would have an actual drummer? Come on, let's be honest.
We tried to get out the gum.
I'm surprised you didn't have, like, Necro Butcher do a cameo on this? Or
I would have liked. You know, my biggest, I have few regrets in this life. Well, I have many regrets, but among my biggest regrets was when I did not interview Mayhem that time for you.
I'm
so disappointed in myself, and I expect you to be disappointed.
Very disappointed.
I couldn't do it. It was like I had like the explosion at the same time or something. But I was so felt like I've been working for that to that moment for a long time.
Well, they're gonna come around again, so we can.
I know, but
you'll probably
you know
it's not the same. Man.
It's not the same. Blasphemers out of the band.
It won't be behind the Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah,
it won't be a BB King's because no one books. BB King's anymore. It's very sad.
Wait, and there's BB King's is gone?
No, it's still around. It's just they don't really book like shows there because everyone books shows at
the
like
Fake Misfits are playing there for
the
Halloween.
Gramercy and stuff. Oh, really?
Oh, the metal bands don't play
yeah.
BB King's because that
yeah.
was like BB King's was like the black metal.
Yeah, yeah. Place. Now everything
only place
there
would go.
Gramercy or like Irving or Santos, just other venues.
That's so weird. I mean, no, it's better for me actually.
Closer
you
to
go to Times Square.
I hate to, it's just
yeah.
absurd to me.
Eat
some Red Lobster and see some metal.
Go to Dave and Buster's
yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And get a Gotta Have It size Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh.
Yeah,
I do like Cold Stone Creamery. I'll
yeah.
say that.
I mean,
yeah.
where
but
else could you get your kick of black metal and Cold Stone Creamery within walking distance of each other? You know, you can see a band. They're on their break. You go outside. Get
do they
Cold Stone.
Have a reentry?
Yeah. They, well, they have the games? Smoking area outside. So, yeah. You can totally walk out.
Stars align.
You can just be in Cold Stone, take a break, go see the band, and come back.
Yeah,
and
sure. You're right. You can do it the other way around.
You're serious about your ice cream.
Do you remember that time at BB King's when somehow there was like a Cold Stone freezer backstage? And like,
well, yeah, no, because the backstage area of the BB King's is where like the kitchen of Cold Stone Creamery is too. Because their kitchen is in the basement, and BB King's is a basement venue.
There's a whole hallway, like in the interior
yeah.
of the mall. All the stores on that strip connect to each other.
Yeah, like all the stores there. Yeah. And then
well,
yeah.
we found a Cold Stone freezer, and we just ate all the ice cream.
Oh,
there was,
really?
You ate
there
all
was,
of it?
No,
the, no
there was this, there was this other time where a freezer was busted, and all this ice cream was going to melt. So they were just giving all the bands these Cold Stone Creamery cakes. There were no forks or knives.
Nice.
What yeah. band were you in that night, Rob?
I was covering the event.
Oh,
fuck.
Ice cream is for closers only.
Journalist, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh. You've had enough ice cream, motherfucker. Put the spoon
so
down.
That was a good night.
I put a good review on my website. Can I get some ice cream cake?
I have a camera.
4.5 stars on Yelp. Come on, hook me up.
You got 8 horns up.
No respect.
Wait, did you get rid of the horns? I haven't seen them up there in a while.
No, they're on the video.
They're still there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. The horns up or horn, you whatever.
How many people are listening now, can you say?
12.
12.
Counting us?
There are 40 live listeners
and then
at the very moment.
Oh, excuse me. I just hit you.
But then
I'm
we
scratching
have,
my testicles.
It's fine. It's very metal. We have millions of
that's
listeners.
Right, that's why I brought it up. Normally I wouldn't. No, people, they listen to it. You can listen to it whenever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Once we're done, we put it up.
On the
yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
A few thousand in an episode.
That's sweet.
Thousand
several
million.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Dozens of thousands.
Around.
That's
millions.
Awesome.
Hundreds of
ten.
Billions.
Would you say
ten.
This is the definitive metal podcast?
Can you think of another one?
I can't.
Other than yours.
As good as this.
Mine's not really metal, though.
We established before you're the king of metal.
I am
so.
The king of
metal.
You're right, you're right. We went through this.
This isn't really about
so
metal.
By association.
Yeah, vis-a-vis.
No, but really, honestly, we don't talk about metal. That if it's really we talk about metal, it's just to like goof on Dave Mustaine and James Hetfield.
Literally, the conversation we just had was the longest we've talked about metal in probably the past year.
Yeah. You bring
oh,
the
metal.
Oh, wow.
I do. That's what I
the
bring
king.
To the picture. I was ready just to metal. Metal it out.
So let's get away from
up.
That for a moment.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
No, but,
oh, aren't you hosting like a speed metal dating thing?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Rob so, and I were thinking of attending
you
it.
You have to.
But
Noah's a little freaked out, though.
Why?
I have like really bad social anxiety.
Well, you don't.
So
raped
I just,
by you don't have to.
I'm okay
to
with
be,
rape. We already established
yeah, she's
that.
Fine. She likes
what is
I'm
rape
not,
anyway?
I'm not okay with socializing.
It's finally funny. That's what it is.
That's a good
no
question.
One can define it.
I think that's a good episode title. What is rape anyway?
But no, well, the thing is, what I can't, is you don't have to do the dating part. You can just hang out and drink and just be at a bar listening to hot metal jams that I'm kicking out without even trying.
All right, but like, talk about what you have planned
what's
for tomorrow.
What's the concept? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How does this work?
A bunch of people show up, hopefully. It's the first one I've done. I've done Smith's speed dating, which is the same concept, but with Smith's music.
Oh.
Oh, that's for people like Sid.
So, yeah, a bunch of wrist cutters, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's a different scene.
It's very depressing.
But then speed metal dating, it's right there in the name. So I've been wanting to do it for a while, and so now we're going to do it. So people will pair off. How's it work? All the women sit down and the dudes, they date for a song or two, and the song I pick is depending on like, if I could play like whatever, like some really long metal song and
play a Dream Theater track.
Yeah. And it could be a really long date, or I could play, you know,
Napalm Death.
Yeah. Whatever. Short. Super Joint. Rituals.
Oh, there you go.
Short little song, and it's on my mood of how quickly I want to let love take its course.
Oh God!
It's all in your hands.
Okay, are you going to test these men? Like, are they going to go through some like medical exam?
Oh,
before?
For like, does they have like a leaky faucet?
Yeah, or you know, herpes. Or
oh no! I mean,
well, you don't have to fuck them. You know,
yeah.
No, I know,
no,
but
she does.
Why do you
there
jump
are many
to that
airborne
conclusion?
Diseases? Okay, I don't want to catch anything while we're talking.
Oh, you're talking about airborne, like cold and things.
yeah, like the flu.
You mean you're talking about more than just like dung or based diseases.
she wants a doctor on the scene, is what she's saying. Is there going to be
an avian like bird flu coming?
There is. It's a concern. Yeah. It's not a big concern, but it's a West Nile is a concern.
Malaria, you know, the whole works. Dysentery.
I would say. Yeah, I would be worried about all that stuff.
Well, it's New York anyway.
Yeah.
You should be worried about that.
Well, they've done tests, though, all over, like in small towns. And as it turns out, small towns are just as disgusting.
Oh, sure.
There's like.
Have you seen how fat those people are?
Yeah, exactly. Go to the smoking section of Bob Evans or whatever. But most people don't have the smoking section anymore, do they?
It's a bummer.
Oh, yeah,
no.
It's
but you used to be able to go.
Yeah.
Where I'm from in Ohio, you could go and just smoke up and eat some sausage and biscuits or whatever.
But not the fun type of smoke up, unfortunately.
No.
That would be awesome.
Well, you could probably.
I still feel like if there's food there, fine. You're not able to smoke. But if there's no food there, smoke away.
Even in bars, I feel it's too much. Like when I go out of state, it's like it's really gross.
I don't know, man.
You know, here's what I think. Just hear me out on this.
Listening.
They don't do this anymore, I don't think, but in D.C. they used to, like, have it in, like, their transitional period. It was, like, after 10 or 11 you could smoke.
Right.
That starts to seem kind of reasonable to me because, like, if you're out late, then you're just, like, you know, you think you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck it, I don't care. So might as well let people smoke. I used to like kind of being a little, smelling a little smoky, feeling like I did some living, you know?
Right, exactly. That's why I do it.
Makes sense.
No, but like when I lived in LA for a year, there were some certain bars they would like yell. The bartender would yell out to the bar, you know, is everyone cool if we smoke in here now? And then everyone would be like, yeah, great. But or if like one person said no, they're like, ah, fuck it, never mind, because they'd lose their liquor license. Mm-hmm. But you know, more often than not, people would be just like, yeah, who fucking cares? You know, and so just pull out a bunch of glasses full of half full of water, and that'd be all the ashtrays for people. But
well, right now we're gonna take a caller.
Oh.
Yeah. How did you choose? The lines must have been.
We just ran.
I got you these fancy blue.
Oh
headphones.
Wow!
These Virgin Airline headphones. Get ready.
These are nice.
Do you hear us?
Yeah, I do. This is so great.
Okay, well,
801. You're on the air.
Hey guys, Eggers.
What's up, Eggers?
Do you know this guy?
We go way back.
He's a first, many time, long time.
Yeah. So what's up, Eggers?
Hey, I don't want to take anything from Dave Hill. I think the interview is going great, but I've got this idea that I was batting around for. Sean's band, and Sean, do you know how many weeks it's got until Avi's come back from his tour?
Avi.
It's Avi, yeah. It's
Avi.
Just to give a little backstory,
yeah,
Sean is in a band that they're pretty much the most black metal thing ever because they have no songs.
Nice.
So they pretty much don't exist except
their
name.
It's like a black metal power violence grindcore Nice.
And I'm in
together
the band
at last.
So yeah. We exist, Rob. Right. Don't make fun of our band.
What is it called?
Ziploc colostomy bag.
Whoa.
Well, actually, the thing about, you know how Shankletown called it Ziploc? No, what is it? Something encrusted macaroni salad?
Oh, no, we were torn between Ziploc colostomy bag and labia encrusted exoskeleton.
I think you mean
Well, how about we kind of do something with the fans, and because of Shankletown's kind of out of left field idea, how about, I thought it would be a little funny to play the telephone game with Sean's fan, with Sean's band name, and see how crazy he could get until Avi gets back, and then he may just have, like, the dumbest, craziest fucking name ever. Like
Ziploc colostomy
maybe,
bag? Is he enough for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, what do you expect?
This is how I end up with a Patrick Swayze.
Well, I mean, like, with labia encrusted macaroni salad, I mean, like, if you play the telephone game, maybe put a little rules on it. Like, maybe everyone could call in once a week and give their little spin on it, because I'm guessing everybody knows how the telephone game plays.
No one just heard anything you said.
Okay,
looking at your tattoo.
Eggers, you do what you want. Anyway, after playing a game of telephone, it's going to end up a Ziploc colostomy
bag. Yeah, it's
going to
be Ziploc colostomy bag.
Yeah,
fans. Oh, man. You know what's surprising here? Sean backing out of a fucking contest and an idea. Ain't that fucking...
That covered that.
And they're going to have to reject it.
No, that's what they call themselves now, is Slade 2.
Without
an
electric
older.
Boogaloo at the end? Is that
I'm still stuck on your Tuwong...
My Tuwong Fu tattoo?
I just saw that movie for the first time.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
What is your King of Metal review of it?
Bold choice. I kind of like it, you know. I feel like it. You're not going to see it on that many people.
No,
oh, the tattoo.
No,
I mean the movie. What did you think of the movie?
Oh, the movie. Oh, it's fucking great. No. I didn't hold my attention.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it all the way through? Or?
No. I mean, I would have, but it didn't.
It was just done.
You got to have patience with Tuwong Fu.
You like
it? Really picks
it's
up.
It's like
the
an
third
aged
act.
Cheese, you know, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You got to have. Just stick it out.
I know. Well, you know, we live in this society where it's like, I want it
now.
Better make sense right now. God forbid I watch it for longer and figure out why they're dressed like that.
All right, we have another caller. By the way, if you want to call and talk to us,
hello?
It's 646-929-135.
Hey,
732, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm in a band. We're called Hellspawn Warhammers of the Nordic Wind. And we play Pulverizing War Metal mixed with Barbaricate. Thank you.
Nice. Oh, that's it.
It's a crotch duster.
What a crotch duster.
Wait. What happened?
He just called in, just a little chime in, and that's it.
He's reading poetry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a bit in this band's crotch duster, which, if you haven't checked them out,
good
great.
Stuff.
It's like a death metal opera,
rock opera
CD
concept album.
It's like a concept album, and it's real. It's by this producer Jason Sukoff, who's like a modern metal producer,
master. I should know this as the King of Metal.
Yes.
You do know it.
You know what it is.
It's in the back of your mind.
You
just can't recall it.
You forgot it already.
I forgot.
So metal.
I move on fast. Basically, if it sounds like if it was recorded after 1978, I don't listen to it.
Right. They're posers.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. It's really well done. You should check it out for sure. But other than that...
Wow, I just really caused a lull, didn't
you
I?
Really just... it's done now. But talk about you again.
Go good.
Bring the conversation
back.
Yeah,
that last phone call, what the fuck was that about?
Nothing
that
about
wasn't
you
about
at all.
You.
He really
derailed
you.
Had nothing to do with me.
Such a derailment.
I want to call in and ask Dave a question, not talk
if
about
If I don't
himself.
Hear my name in a sentence, I'm like done. If I ask here, like you, Dave, every couple sentences,
right.
Or I'm going
to I actually have a question for Dave Hill.
Okay.
Hmm.
Are you still doing your Jacob Javits video clips?
Yes.
Clips at all?
I haven't
video
done
clips?
One. In a,
yeah, video
clips. Video clips. I have. I did one recently. I went to an auto show.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It turned out decently. Wasn't, you know, it sort of depends on the event. I mean, I'm always red hot, scorching hot, guns blazing when I go in there. But sometimes the event is not as, you know, some are better than others.
Now, is that just for you, or are these things, or should we, maybe you should talk about these, like what preface, what this
is. Oh, sure. I go to Comic-Con sometimes. Well, I started doing them just for myself to show at my popular Dave Hill Explosion show. And then people started hiring me to go do them for their websites or whatever. And then Now I do it for television networks. And then sometimes I'll just go and just do it on my own also. I still, basically, all by way of saying, still street.
Yeah. Stick it to your roots.
To give back to the kids.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I make a ton of money to do that stuff now, but I will still do it for like a hot dog.
Nice, nice.
And that's pretty much what we're going to give you to do all these metal interviews.
That's a labor of love. I have a good time.
There you go.
Even though everyone calls me faggot and stuff in the comments.
That was like, that's for the Testament thing, but that was great, though. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that was groundbreaking.
Yeah, no one ever interviewed Testament fans before, so.
Or Testament.
I gave a voice to Testament fans.
Yeah.
One of my proudest moments as a person who thinks he's funny was having you do one of the jokes during that I came up with.
What one was it?
The most obvious one. Are you a fan of the New Testament or the Old Testament?
Oh, yeah.
But Rob showed me the video afterwards, and I was like, holy shit, Dave Hill did one of my jokes.
Well, that's solid. That's solid gold.
The guy's answer goes on so long and never realized.
But he never picked up on the joke. That was the best. Oh, Old Testament, of course. You know, like what question is there? But you could try. We'll link to that video in the description of this post. But right now we have another caller. Hello, 416, you're on the air. You're ready to talk.
Hey.
Are you in Canada?
Yeah. Yes, we're calling from Vancouver.
Oh, there's two.
How many of you are there?
What are your names?
We are Gavin Sean. Yeah.
You're going to say, like, we are toxic crotch thrust. But then they're like, oh, we're just Gavin Sean.
Wait,
hey.
This is Jumpman Hat and Groban together? Is that what's going on here?
Groban? Not Groban.
Oh, not that show.
And Groban's probably from Toronto or something.
Yeah, Groban's from Toronto.
I just see a Canadian guy named Sean.
Right. I know
it's
who Jumpman
Hat. Okay, so what's up, guys?
Not much. We're making music. Yep. Love making music. We make loops. Have you played with loop pedals, Noah?
No.
Oh, the green ones?
I don't have loop pedals.
I had a loop. Sometimes
the green one. I have a green one.
The Line 6 one.
Yes, exactly. Whoa. How do you guys know? Stuff. Are you watching? Are you here?
Oh, basically the one that everyone uses. I mean, come on.
You're talking to the fucking King of Metal. Of
the King of Metal. No, I don't know. There's only like a few pedals that people use for that. I mean, come on, Kev.
How's it going, Dave?
Oh, great. Thanks for asking. I'm a quarter Canadian.
Are you really?
Quarter? Yeah. What makes you a quarter?
My grandfather was from Ontario. That counts, right?
Yeah, that's Canada.
I've never been to Vancouver, though. That's about to change.
You're going to hang out with these guys?
You're going to make loops?
Yeah.
Make loops with these guys?
With a Line 6 pedal?
Yeah.
All right.
You guys have anything All right. else?
You guys are bringing extreme amount of heat.
Great. Thanks.
Wait, come on.
Anything else?
Where's Sean?
I'm right here, dude. I'm right here.
Oh. How's it going, Sean? We're your biggest fan. Yeah.
Well, fuck, sweet. I'm your biggest fan, man.
Merch and shirts.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
dude. Send me a Life Once Lost shirt and Animosity shirt and stuff like that. I still wear those.
Oh, wait. Has he my clothes to him?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Nice. The COC Animosity?
No.
There's a band.
The band Animosity.
You forgot about them already.
Right. No, you didn't forget. They're in the back of your mind. Yeah. You just
that is a valid question. That could have been COC.
You're right.
That would have been cooler.
You don't bring the heat, Animosity.
COC does.
Yeah. Have you seen? They played recently with Clutch.
Yeah, with Clutch.
Were you there?
No. Why wasn't I? I've been out of town every time they played.
How
with the trio. But I've seen COC many times. Many times.
Before they broke up.
I saw that.
Okay, we're hanging out
with you guys. I was going to tell them to send me a private message if they want more of my shirts, because I'm trying to get rid of a ton more.
Boom. There you go.
Well, you're shipping it to them.
That's fine.
You have to wear a women's medium, by the way.
By the way, the number again is...
There's like hip like curves on the shirt.
Wait, what? Have you lost a lot of weight or something?
No, I've gained a lot of weight.
Oh.
I'm trying to get rid of adult smalls now. Now
what,
I'm on the
but you're very trim.
Yeah, I'm not in the midsection.
He's a lowercase
I'm,
b.
Yeah, I'm like a lowercase b.
He has the skinny fat guy syndrome. Skinny fat guy.
I'm fat guy syndrome.
Yeah.
You look like you lost weight from when I've seen you do your shows, actually.
He's implying you were
I
fat.
I think I have.
No, I don't think you're fat, but you're
trying to say he's a former fatty?
Seem like you've gotten
I have a festive build.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
That's a really good way of putting it. That's what I'll tell people.
Rob is going to steal that.
I'm totally stealing that.
Festive isn't as strong enough word for you, Rob.
It's a festive build. I've lost a bit. I would like to lose some more.
What are your dieting tips? Do you have any metal dieting tips?
Yeah.
Coke and ice?
Coke. Wait.
Like a cola?
Yeah.
And ice? No. A lot of sugar in that.
What do I do? Yeah, I mean, as far as metal, like you could just put a lot of hot sauce on stuff and then drink a lot of coffee and eat a high fiber diet just to blast it, your asshole out.
Anal right. explosions.
Oh. Yeah. I'm all for that.
It's the Dave Hill explosion.
I could shit my pants on command, basically.
Awesome. Really?
Do it.
Like right
What's
now?
The word?
Right now.
What's the word?
Shit your pants.
Oh,
Go.
My God.
That's good to have on your resume, though.
Oh, my God. It smells terrible in here. He really... There you go.
Like the poopery.
I don't think...
You might need to teach him what the poopery is.
So another thing I want to talk about is... I've seen on the Dick, on the Dave Hill explosion, you had Dick Cavett on.
Sure.
That was multiple great.
And I've listened to your podcast where you went to his house.
Yeah.
Are you like best buddies with Dick Cavett?
He is my closest friend.
Is he?
I would say we're friendly at this point.
Right.
I would love to say we're friends. I feel like we're friends, like, but we don't. We're friends who don't call each other or anything.
Or talk.
I would love, believe me, I would love to. If I had it my way, we'd have dinner every Sunday night. But,
with Wendy
you know,
Dio
it goes
well.
Back. Yeah, it's like, do you call Dio for Indian food? Do you call Dick Cavett to have dinner on Sunday? Like,
yeah.
I have huge balls, but they're not that big. I can't just, I don't know. You
what
know,
do you have
these
to lose?
Are gods, Dio and Dick Cavett. You're right. What do I have to do?
You
raise a very good point.
You tell him you're doing another Dave Hill explosion and just give him a different address so that he shows up and it's you at a restaurant.
Yeah, it'd be more of a restaurant setting.
Candlelight.
You can say there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, behind that plant there's a camera. Trust me. Just let's have an appetizer.
Yeah.
Would you like some calamari?
That would be lovely. Now I'm going to do it, I think. Yeah. I would love to.
Why don't we call Dick Cavett on the air right now?
give us his number.
I will say I do have his number. We could call him right now.
That'd be great. Just
can we call someone out of your phone? Someone quasi-famous?
I want Dick Cavett.
You know, I'd say this not in a name-dropping way, but I do have a lot of really good numbers we could call.
So yeah. Drop some names. Let's hear.
All right.
How about I'll give you the keyboard and you can dial them?
No.
if you say
one of those lame people... That have I have a lot of numbers I'd be afraid to call.
Right, but let's call someone.
But they wouldn't know it was you.
It would be coming from our number.
Yeah,
they wouldn't know it was you.
Well, we're not going to prank them. We're going to actually.
Oh, you raised a good point.
Yeah, they would never know.
Okay, well, let's see what I got.
Wendy Dio.
No, let's not call
it. She's been through enough.
She's been through enough.
I think
I didn't. Do you have any Paul's phone number?
Or Andrew Dice Clay?
I would say let me see what metal numbers I have.
666.
Rufus Wainwright.
I have his number.
Yeah.
I have, probably the only thing close to a metal number, I have Ian Astbury's number from the cult. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more a rock number.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what can we do funny? I can't.
Who do we have?
I don't know how long.
Wasn't he in the Doors for a second?
He was in the Doors. I have Olympic skating, figure skating great. Oksana Bayul.
Yeah. Really?
Awesome.
Legitimately?
She was
I do.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. My mother was the biggest Oksana Bayul.
I was a bigger Tanya Harding fan.
I have a lot of comedians, obviously, that you could think of.
Oh, let's
do you have a Louis C.K.?
I don't have.
He's a hot ticket right now.
Probably the best number. He is. He's quite popular. I have Boy George's number.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Oh, he was on the explosion once, right?
He was on the podcast.
Oh, the podcast. Okay.
At his home, I taped it.
Wow, what's his home like?
The fucking coolest house in the world.
Are there,
are there a lot of penis pictures?
Yeah, a lot
of gay sex.
There's more of that than most people have, but it's a beautiful home, I'll say
that. Wait, he's gay?
No.
Boy
chores?
No, just
like peanut butter. That's all.
Were you propositioned at all?
No.
Are you offended that you weren't?
Did it make you feel less attractive?
I'm always offended. Okay. But when people don't proposition
Rob,
me.
Rob, come on.
No, I no.
It's obvious now. I don't want to.
I'll take attention in any form from anybody. But no, he was completely delightful and very like cool. On the one hand, he's very Boy George-like in the way that you would think,
mm-hmm.
like in the way that you say, oh, that's Boy George. But then he's also kind of just like a total dude. Oh. Like he's got a tattoo of Mark Bolan on one forearm and a tattoo of Boa on the other.
T-Rex.
We talked about Slade more with him than I did with you guys. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I find whenever I go to England, I'm like, oh, these people want to talk to me with me about Slade. They'll be psyched. But everyone's like, why do you always bring up Slade? Like, I'm like, because we're here. I'm here in England. Let's talk about Slade.
Was this the makeup Boy George, or was this like the bald head, no makeup with a Misfits t-shirt on Boy George?
Door number two.
Door number two. Nice.
So can we call Boy George on the air?
Well,
it's long distance.
It would be... I mean, that's the thing. He was like, he's kind of just like a dude.
Yeah, what would
he's
even...
Boy George, and then he's a guy hanging out. I don't know what shirt he had. He might have had a Misfits shirt.
When he got arrested or whatever, and they took him out, he had a big giant Misfits t-shirt, and it was almost like a muumuu.
Well, he's very trim now.
Right, but he worked it. He worked it. You know, it was okay.
Trying to see what I'm just trying to see what else I got. Good numbers. This is really... I'm pretty shameless, aren't I?
No, it's fun.
Joe Franklin.
We were totally talking about Joe Franklin before the show.
Joe Franklin, bam.
We had this. You could weigh in on this because me and Darren were discussing it when we were talking about how you have had Dick Cavett on The Explosion, and then we were like, "Has he had Joe Franklin?" We can't remember. And I was like, "He seems like the type of guy that would be into Joe Franklin." And then I paused and I was like, "I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment."
Oh, I love
like,
Joe Franklin.
I
think he did like the fifth Dave Hill Explosion.
Okay. We should call. He'll pick up the phone and go, "Hello, my friends.
Hello.
This phone call is brought to you by Streitz's Matzahs."
That's good.
I grew
that's
up on
good
him.
Impression. I've Steve Guttenberg. That's pretty good.
Oh, come on, please.
One of the biggest grossing box office stars. Yeah. Of our time.
That's fine. When someone mentions Steve Guttenberg, this is horrible. I always think of him in The Day After with the radiation sickness.
Oh, yeah.
And all his hair falling out. It was such a powerful performance, and yet I get that grotesque face in my head.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It so should be Police Academy.
That guy.
One through four.
One of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
I know I say this about every person in my phone.
Well, if they're in your phone, I mean, they have to be sorted.
I have no jerks in my phone, basically.
No, I saw him outside of my work, and he kind of weirded me out. He's really, like, super buff now, and he was, like, had, like, a fake tan.
He played a child molester on Veronica Mars.
Did he?
Oh.
Yes.
Was he super buff and tan in that?
Tan, yes. Buff, he was never shirtless,
was,
so
was
hard
that
to know.
A Viacom show?
It was on UPN.
No.
I believe.
The Power 50?
Which is a Viacom network. Sean works for Viacom, in case Dave wasn't aware.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm putting it together. I wonder if I've... I'm skipping. I'm really only mentioning the ones that are just pure gold.
Right.
Believe me.
Nameless
if you,
names.
If you saw names. If you saw some of the names I was passing up and not saying out loud...
You got Ian MacKay in there?
No.
Matt Pinfield?
I've met Ian MacKay, though.
How is he when you just...
Very like, nice man.
Okay.
Is Ken Pierce in there?
Oh, jeez.
Who's Ken Pierce?
You know, you're better off.
Exactly.
Some guy.
Greg Dooley in there? I bet Greg Dooley's in
no.
there. No.
He's from Cincinnati. I'm Cleveland.
Well, but it's still
the world
Ohio.
Away.
No,
that's
connection?
Like National League
what
America.
What about Boomer Esiason?
Yes, I do have Boomer. I have Boomer Esiason. I have...
Bernie Kosar would be the
what's
one.
What's that guy... Who's the racist pitcher?
Don Majerly?
John Rocker?
Oh, John Rocker.
Dan Marley is what you're trying to say.
John Rocker. I saw John Rocker at an airport and then again at the New Haven train station.
That's
what
weird.
Are the chances?
Was he like working as a porter?
He looked like, I don't know what. Yeah, it was weird.
Token
you don't guy. Expect to run into
token.
Him.
No. The best thing about John Rocker is that he inspired Eastbound and Down.
He did?
Well, I think that Kenny Powers is based on that, right?
Oh, that makes sense.
I would think.
I just learned last night that Duff McKagan
inspired?
Inspired Duff beer, because Axl Rose, like back in the early days, used to introduce him on stage as Duff, the King of Beers McKagan. And then I guess early Matt Groening and like the producers of Simpsons were like called and were like, hey, can we use your namesake Duff for this beer product on this adult oriented like cartoon show? He's
so
like, yeah, fuck it, whatever.
It wasn't named after the short-lived MTV
no
VJ
way.
Duff?
No.
Oh, I have her number.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow.
I love her. She's
Isn't
delightful.
Is she a cancer survivor?
No, she has.
Do you have a...
Who isn't?
Well, it's some... I don't know.
Serena Elchel?
No.
Oh, my God. What about downtown Julie Brown?
I do have that.
I prefer the regular Julie Brown.
Uptown Julie Brown?
One from Earth was easy and clueless, I believe.
Or Cortez.
She became a bit of a porker.
No TV sports.
You know I'm into that.
But really.
So is there anyone in your phone who is A, famous, and B, you're friend enough with them, you're friendly enough with them, that we can prank them right now on air?
You only have a minute
know that it was
to
him
decide.
Doing it anyway.
You're right.
Yeah,
I guess we could.
You only have a minute.
Yeah. We don't want to press the issue. No, it'll be fine.
Right. Well, here's the. It's a complex. Abe Vigoda.
Oh,
my God.
Nice.
I can't imagine.
I don't even know what
his own phone.
I wouldn't even know what to say to Abe Vigoda.
No, what D is that?
Yeah.
Love Jim Royal Tenenbaum.
What's to be said?
What's Jack Sue really like?
That's what I
was. Oh yeah. Oh nice.
Was Abe Vigoda in Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah.
Was he?
Who was he in Royal Tenenbaums?
Wasn't he that fucking?
Talking about Gene Hackman.
You're thinking about Pagoda.
Oh yeah.
Indian man. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
I have no idea who that is.
Right. No, I don't think there's anyone we can crank call. I mean, I don't want to ruin
the reputation.
Well, I don't want to call anyone, one of my friends, crank call. I love crank calls, but let's call, like, what's this menu for?
I didn't know we were. I thought we were going through Dave's phone to find someone to interview. Like,
Chinese music. This restaurant is the best name ever. The Chinese musician restaurant.
Is that really?
Like, what should we call it? I don't. You know, I'm so fucking tired. I don't give a shit. Just call it anything. A Chinese musician. All right, fine.
It's the name of an actual
restaurant
in Brooklyn.
I know it's in Greenpoint, right?
Yeah.
Call up and order the Cantonese bassist. They probably
like
get
Taiwanese
that a lot.
Cellist.
Yeah.
The giant. That's such a random name. Four lines open.
Oh.
Well, they're including their fax number. That's cheating.
Are people really faxing in orders to the Chinese restaurant?
You never know.
Time machine not included.
Yeah, really. Telex. Telex in order. Want some egg rolls?
Wait, we're at. Is this your show over? I'm not asking for it to be over. I don't know. I just don't know how it works.
You just want to get out of here.
Overtime. No, I'm in no rush. I just didn't know if like the infrastructure collapsed or something.
No, the stream still goes on. I just think we can't take callers anymore. The call ends at 10.
Why?
The service that we use, there's like a 2-hour limit for the calls.
Okay.
Pay for extra time.
Sure.
This right. guy's got to go though. Sean's got to go. Like
where?
Wine tasting or something.
I have
something
to go.
Really gay.
Yeah, pretty much. I got to do my dishes and pack and shit. I'm flying to Chicago first thing in the morning.
Why? To rock people?
To rock my 10-year reunion, yeah.
Oh,
nice. Kudos.
Are you gonna... No, I am. My sister's pumping out a baby. So.
Oh.
Whoa,
at the reunion?
Pumping it out?
At the reunion.
She's
on
still
the dance
pumping
floor.
It out. She was giving birth
no,
two
no, no.
weeks
she
ago.
Had 6 minutes. She apart contraction again. 2 weeks ago, and they stopped, and then they're inducing it, though, tomorrow.
Jeez.
So.
They've had it. Get yeah. this thing
just
out
get
of here.
Get the fucking jits.
Wait,
so
is this
got
your
ankles
first?
Now.
Really?
The other sisters has one kid. Now this is for the other sister's first kid.
Oh, so you're like, all right.
When are you
going to
have
your
first kid? Now the pressure's
July?
On you.
Are you married?
No.
Do you have
kind
a,
of, yeah.
You have a like a someone who would be willing to have a baby with you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if I got her drunk enough, I assume.
Nice.
So.
If you forgot to put the
yeah.
condom on.
Yeah, if I didn't pull the goalie.
Man.
There it is. But
there you have it.
No, we don't use condoms.
You don't?
I do the pull out, yeah.
But you said earlier that you don't. Oh, okay, you don't.
You do the
do
pull out?
I do the pull out, yeah.
Just spackle.
Mm-hmm.
Just some spackle.
Yeah. Sometimes it's my chest, sometimes it's hers.
Oh, you come on your own chest?
My
yeah,
chest
like
is
like
too hairy
she,
to ever
like, yeah.
be okay
never
with that.
Never. Hey, listen. never come on yourself.
Like, if it's in the morning before work and she's got a dart out of there because she works an hour before me, and then I know that I'm going to be taking a shower,
I'll
take the bullet.
What?
All she'd need is a paper towel.
No, then she can throw her clothes on and get the fuck out of there, and then I can just jump in the shower.
Honey,
and, you know.
You know what? I'm going to take this one.
She says that. She pats her on the back and says, thanks for taking one for the team. And she bolts out of there. Well, I'm like a cum-riddled mess on my bed. Just
are you just sitting there with tears forming in the corner of your eyes?
Does this make me gay?
Yes.
He knows.
Probably.
He does, right?
But how does it get on your chest? Explain.
You point it back at yourself.
Oh,
and
you
shoot jerk
it?
Yeah. So, like, if you're banging missionary, like, when you're about to go, you fall back onto your knees, and then you sort of just, like...
What the fuck's wrong with you?
So you give yourself a hand
job? Like, to the floor.
Wait a minute.
Something.
You fall
to the
back
fucking
on your
floor.
Knees.
No,
oh.
like, sit back on your, like...
Oh, this
your,
is so you
heel.
Don't spray it just...
All willy-nilly all over the, like, the fucking curtains and shit.
You'd be like, I'm going to make sure this jizz gets on me.
But, Sean, how do you get... from the bed to where you clean without it dripping everywhere.
Oh, no, like the bottom drawer
of
the dresser is a bunch of, like, fucking hand towels and all that shit.
He's ready.
Why don't you just grab the towel before you do that?
Do you know that most...
just in the fucking... I don't want to prepare.
Most men do not spray their jizz far. Do you know that?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Usually just kind of, like...
Well, that's what...
No, mine, like...
Well,
on my shoulder?
No, yeah. Statistically, I read about this on the internet. Most men, like 75%, it just like, just like kind
of. That not me. Like with, even on her, like I'll put the flat of my hand or the edge of my hand on her body, so it mostly hits my hand and stops because it'll be like all the pillows on like.
Yeah,
the
mine shatters glass.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's like a shotgun through her back.
Since I have like steadily jerk off once a week, and it makes the explosion much more forceful. Like if
you just turned this into a really gay conversation.
We just turned this into the conversation we had in the first
why did
hour.
You say that?
Oh, she was looking at me like, how far did you come?
Well, since we're here, Dave, where do you prefer to jizz?
In the
everywhere.
Can I just say something? How did he
in
just
the,
talk about
the,
coming on his own chest? How
I
did
usually,
I make it gay?
I eat jizz in front
because
of the,
I just
chair
fucked
and
a
the
girl.
Seat in front of me.
Oh, just the seat
in
the theater.
The bus seat in front
on
of me.
On the airplane.
Yeah.
I come on the stewardess's leg.
That's the only way you can get the erection.
I can't come unless I'm in like some mass transit vehicle.
you're that guy.
Yeah, I can't get aroused unless I've paid a fare of some sort.
Unless you swipe some sort of card, you're
I'm like,
someone asks you for money.
Well,
yeah, I can't come unless money's changed hands.
Well, that makes sense. That really explains a lot.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Dave, thank you very much for sitting in on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I hope I did all right. Did I talk too much?
Fantastic. You didn't talk enough.
Just
Dave.
The right
didn't
amount.
Didn't talk enough. I feel like I really nailed it.
You did, absolutely. As with all of your Republican
Hey, Dave, guess what? You're our new co-host.
Oh, great.
We've signed you on
See
permanently.
You next week.
It's every Wednesday.
Yes.
I got, all right, I'm in.
You're in?
We're in.
We may
cool.
switch to Sundays.
And next Wednesday we're not doing a show.
Yeah, we're all
why next Wednesday? Why?
There's a free Converge show happening
next week.
I'm going to Texas.
In Bushwick.
Why?
I'm going to a truck show.
A truck show?
So she cool. works for Sirius.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait,
I
like
produce
like
a show on the Trucking Channel, so I get to
no
go to my
way.
First big rig show.
Wow.
Don't get raped. Man.
There's
Don't
an
get
entire
jealous.
Channel dedicated to trucking?
Yeah.
What aspect of trucking?
All types of
lifestyle.
Aspects.
Like
the show that I particularly work on is more just like entertainment and lifestyle programming.
Like I pay for sex at truck stops.
Like we love lot
That's
lizards.
Lot lizards.
Lot lizards.
Yeah,
you
we
talk
about
them. Oh, they
you
have.
Do talk about those?
Sure.
Are they a real thing?
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me? That's how this guy was born.
What do you think Sean's going to be when
he grows
up? Wait, there are women that really go there to fuck truck drivers?
Women and men.
For money? Oh,
They're
women.
All prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do? They hang out. How do you know?
They walk in between the truck lanes and they
yeah,
really
they have
yeah, kind of flags.
And then they say, "Guess what?
Pay up,
ten
yeah.
four,
or
good
I'll
buddy.
Stab you,
Dave. You better get your truck out of Hawk."
Yeah.
Whoa.
Time to bring it out of
retirement. It's those ones where, like, the trucks, they stay in the parking lot. They sleep there overnight in the parking lot.
Yeah, they don't all just sleep, though.
Yeah.
This truck's so,
wait a minute. Do any of the shows use that song Convoy as their theme song? Is that too obvious?
Convoy.
How could you not? We got a magic convoy. Why would you not do that? That seems crazy.
Trucking.
We have an imaging department that creates...
Oh, that's the wrong message.
Oh, no. We just have, like, original stuff. Because probably there's an issue of...
Licensing.
Yeah.
We love trucks and talking about trucks and shit. You know,
something
like that.
That's the station ID. That's the station ID.
Dave's going to be the new program director of the trucking channel.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's called Trucks and Shit Radio.
I would love it. Trucks and Shit. You like trucks? Well, you just hit fucking Easy Street. That's pretty much... That's what we got going on.
Oh, my God.
Can you swear on Sirius?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, then you can just use that then. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to isolate it.
Yeah.
We're going to use it for next week's
show. This is Dave Hill, and you're listening to fucking Truck and Sucking Chucks.
Shit.
That could be another show.
Yeah. Truck and
Tonight, how far do you come?
On Truck and Suck.
Yeah. That's a lifestyle
come
show.
Come talk.
You ever came on a truck before?
On in...
Yeah.
In front of...
Yeah, I just love to... Just...
In the gas hole.
Yeah.
In the
grill.
In the gas hole.
Well, they must jerk off when they're driving, right? If you drive all
Sean,
day. Done.
Sean told us that he's jerked off while driving.
But he's not a truck driver.
Well, everyone's done that.
It was
from
Chicago to Cincinnati. I had to do it. Rub one off.
I don't understand how you have to. Like, what do you mean you have to? Like, your
we already went over
like...
this. No. We were having, like, phone sex with my
girl
right. on the
Wait,
phone.
So you had one hand? Were you cradling the phone?
No. We just hung up.
You just
phone. I was like, I need to fucking...
I'm going
to
have
to
do
get
this.
There, too, so I weighed out my options. So
you couldn't pull over. That would have wasted time.
Right.
Used the stick shift.
But, I mean, like, I was on I-65 in Indiana.
So if
like
you come so hard, how did the Doritos bag not, like, squirt all over the place?
How did it not just explode?
Rubber bands?
Wait, you came in a Doritos bag?
Oh, yeah, that's like...
But there was no Doritos in it. I ate those.
Yeah, but didn't you get, like, the nacho cheese all over your...
It was
already orange.
And then did it just go, like... Like on the
yeah no it was more just like a bubble formed at the tip and then went like,
wait you squeezed it like a condom
I just came like normal
what did you do
did the aluminum make a sound when
yeah
you
like a little like rain hitting a
yeah it was probably like a
window pane
kind of noise but then I just like kind of crumpled it up and threw it out
you threw the jizz.
The poor inmate who's doing volunteer work picked
took
that
a
up
subway
yeah
napkin and then. You know, like wiped up, you know, any kind of extraneous business and then threw that out the window.
What took you? Why are you doing that?
I
was with you until you told me that part.
Okay, well,
you've lost the king
Earth.
Of metal. Yeah. How do you feel?
You
about
just
I just like littering when I come on it. You know, like that. I like to come on my
cum litter.
Yeah, before
give a little piece of yourself to the world.
That's a new show on the Trucking Channel, by the way.
Yeah.
Cum litter.
Yeah, I don't like non cum littering. That's just rude.
There you have it, folks.
Wow.
Well, we've made Dave Hill feel very uncomfortable. Great.
Dave, do you have any, other than the speed dating thing, do you have any performances?
Oh, things
coming
up?
Yes. Promote.
To promote.
You should talk about yourself a little more. I mean,
all right.
Really.
What's coming up? Yeah, I mean, right now I'm writing a book right now. Be out next year. So I'll come back and promote the book a lot. Be out next year via St. Martin's Press. It's a very important book.
Do you have a title for the book?
I think right now it's called Tasteful Nudes.
Oh.
But it might change.
Is it a like self-portraits or?
It's a lot of just well portraits the words.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. There'll probably be some pictures in somewhere in there.
Is it going to be humorous essays?
Yes. You've nailed it. I mean, in theory, humorous essays, but maybe not.
Well, we could at least say they're essays.
They're essays.
You're friends with David Rakoff, and he is a humorous essayist.
He is.
Who is fantastic. Essay.
Yes. And and I'm doing a bunch of shows. I'm going to be in London. Next month, doing a bunch of shows, and then what else? I don't know. Just a bunch of stuff coming up.
Yeah, some bands.
Diamond Snake's going to tour with Wolfsbane in the UK in November and December, and then I'm just rocking and whatnot.
So
rocking
you're
and whatnot,
so you're not really going to be on the Metal Injection livecast. You
yeah.
can't
on
really
the what?
On this podcast.
I'm going to be on this podcast a lot.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you have something to promote, feel free to come
I'll,
by.
I'll come by every week until you guys are like, well, we weren't serious about this. He's showing up again. Oh, he brought donuts. What?
That's
He's
okay.
Really...
That's okay.
This yeah. sounds all great. It yeah, all no. sounds great to me. Sometimes.
I'll call meetings. I'll be like, look, you guys. I don't want to say anything on the air.
That happens way too often already.
We're getting too commercial here. Yeah.
I didn't copy Rob on this email chain, and there's a reason.
Oh, hey, wait
know,
a minute.
You don't know how close you are
yeah,
to the
really.
Truth.
Yeah, really.
What?
What?
Wait, what's going on here?
I feel
nope.
it's been all
Look
of us
guys.
At some point.
All right. All right, well, thanks for coming in,
thanks
Dave.
Thanks for having me.
You can follow Dave on Twitter at Mr. Dave Hill is your Twitter handle.
MR Dave Hill, all
MR
one
Dave
word.
Hill. And then DaveHillOnline.com.
That's right.
And
that's sort of a portal to all my web.
Yeah, that's
exploits.
Where you can find anything and everything. And there's a Japanese version of the site.
That's right.
Only
for
Japanese
fans.
And Sean doesn't even want to. Sean is just out.
He's had it.
Sean has to go to fulfill his Groupon.
And if you live,
is that a euphemism?
And if you live in the New York City five boroughs,
you should come
Island.
And speed date us because Rob
yeah.
and I are going to be speed dating tomorrow.
Yeah. Like the wind.
And
especially,
I'm probably going to end up crying.
Yeah, if you're a chick, definitely come. If you're a dude,
yeah,
don't.
No like, thanks.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Yeah, you can forget it.
How many people at this will not look like Brian Posehn?
Do you have his number in your phone?
I don't. I know no. him not well, no. but I do know him. I, let's
the
be
women.
Clear, I know him. We share representation.
Oh. Hmm.
All right.
Follow well, each cool. other on Twitter.
I follow him. I do not know that he follows me.
That's rude.
Yeah, I follow him too. He doesn't really follow me either.
He may. He might follow me. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't concern yourself with that kind of thing.
I'm too self-absorbed.
Yeah. I follow you on Twitter, and I've even retweeted you. And
Wait.
I quote you on my Facebook page, but you don't follow me.
I'll start following you tonight.
Oof.
What is your Twitter name?
It's Noah Injection.
Oh, that's you're about to be followed.
Literally.
Do you have something to play to go out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, since we had so much cum talk on this show, I decided
oh,
to play
yes.
dear God. A song about Rob eating his own cum.
It's true. There was one?
Yeah. He actually sang it himself.
It was to the tune of a popular top 40 hit of the day.
You ate your own cum?
It's an exaggeration.
There's so
I,
much for you to learn, Dave. You must come back.
I once
oh
revealed
God.
That I sampled a portion of my leavings.
Whoa, just to know.
Just to know what it tastes like. Thank you. See, Dave Hill understands everything.
It's all right because you got the rights before you sampled it.
They were all jumping on me like, oh. You're a fag.
I didn't
like,
say
no,
you were
I
a fag.
I'm not homophobic
I
like that.
I was on the same boat as you.
How
so.
Dare
yeah,
you
girl,
say
that?
Wait, you tasted his jizz too?
No!
Inadvertently, you
I just heard what
play.
I heard, I guess.
All right.
Maybe by accident.
Right.
No,
anyway,
I didn't.
We're gonna be back in 2 weeks. We have a mixtape next week. And here's a song.
This is a song can be heard on the Trucking Channel on Sirius next week. I ate my cum and I liked it.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushrooms. I thought it might be fun to say I drank some mango. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna have some fun. I'm curious just to drink ejaculation. I ate my cum and I liked it. Got a lemon, herbs and spices. I ate my cum just to try it. It got vitamin E inside it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Washed it down with a liter of Sprite. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it. I never do these things outdoors like Pee Wee Herman. Got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my sperm in. I open my mouth and some steam and flew inside. I get sick like
I liked it.